The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the Student Association, the State University of New York, or the staff and management of WCDB Albany.
DJ Al, now with us.
The top 11 at 11 with DJ Al.
Keep the jams flowing, G.
Nearly 8 at night on CDB with the coolest college students in the whole of Albany. People think they're stupid, but they're good enough for me. The Jeff and Brian Show. Now it's time for
Jeff and Brian.
Joy and humor they're supplying. Everybody's deifying. The
Jeff and Brian
Show. So I'm dialing up the number with the growing sense of dread, cause I'm talking on a payphone when I should be in my bed. If they asked me for excuses, they would kill me if I said the
Jeff and Brian
Show. Now it's time for
Jeff and Brian.
Their audience is multiplying. The phone's tied up, but I'll keep trying. The
Jeff and Brian
Show. The end.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mother's Day, and here are two of the biggest mothers I know, Jeff and Brian.
Hey. I have a question, Joe.
Hello.
Did you ask permission
to
to edit that song from the author?
Not at all.
Or did you just feel you can go ahead and...
Who wrote Glory Hallelujah anyway?
I was talking... Well, actually, since the...
Wait a second.
Copyright of that law has... since it's already passed...
Is it in the public domain?
Exactly.
Yeah, but those lyrics...
The lyrics...
Specifically written for that song...
Are not public domain yet.
In fact, you had better bill that as the DJ and a half remix.
Yes.
Of the Jeff and Brian theme.
Well, it doesn't even have a label at this point, so any billing would be billing.
Did you say billing?
No.
All right, just making sure. Just
maybe your ears
sure.
work the way your mouth does. I don't
By
know.
By the way, I just want to tell everybody that the phone number call is 442-4242.
What are you playing?
Just before that, we
turn that off.
Geez, doesn't that remind you of something that happened about 5 minutes ago?
Oh!
Bunko Squad Lust.
And coming up in a couple minutes, the Jeff and Brian Show.
Are we going to be on 5 minutes late every week now?
I hope not. Anyway, the phone number,
six,
as always, is 442-4242. Joe, have you turned on the light in here, or should I do it?
Well, I can't tell because there's no caller.
Okay. Come on, somebody call up. You know the number.
Give us a call.
You've called before. You love us.
442-GAGA.
You worship us.
All right.
You,
well, it's...
Disco commercial and a public service announcement about corn and bunion remedies.
Look,
before that,
we know you're all dancing naked right now in your living rooms.
Well, it's Sunday night, as always.
I hope you've all called your mothers.
I tried to get in touch with my mom, but she's away.
At 11:30 tonight, we will have a very special guest on the show.
We'll be talking to Jeff's mom.
Oh, come on. I didn't want to give away the surprise.
Come on. What surprise?
It was a surprise.
Everybody knows it was going to be either of our moms.
Oh.
Maybe the transmitter's not working.
Hello? Is this thing on? Hello?
Well, it works.
Well, yeah. Come on, people.
Man. This.
We're getting dissed.
Maybe we should just put on some Metallica and go home.
All right, is it? Are you all? Are you all?
Brian, the light should be flashing now.
That it is.
Okay. Take the call.
WCDB, you're on the air.
I love it. I love it.
That's all right.
Guess who I met last week?
As long as we know the light works now, we're happy.
Who did you meet?
I met Jed.
Oh, okay, right.
From Skyscape.
Yeah.
And I would just like to say that. Jed is just a really nice guy.
Okay.
And I was thoroughly impressed with him. And I wish Skyscape all the best luck in the world just for Jed, because Jed deserves it.
He beat you up pretty good, did he?
He whooped me.
He gave you a...
No, he's
CDB,
really...
you're on the air.
Number 10.
Are you are on the air.
Well, not anymore.
Did they say anything?
No.
Number
10.
9. All right, Jeff.
Yes.
It's 11:11. It's time for us to kick topic number one.
What is topic number one for the evening, sir?
Number 8.
It's topic number 8. Sorry.
Okay, topic number 8 is Haiti.
I Haiti you too.
Oh, God, that was bad. All right, you want to talk about Haiti?
I don't care.
Okay, we're going to talk about Haiti. I'm going to start it off with the latest that's going on. The exiled president of Haiti is calling President Clinton's policy shift towards refugees a, quote, step in the right direction. But Jean-Bertrand Aristide says the new approach, quote, will not protect the millions of Haitian citizens who continue to face increased violence in Haiti. President Clinton announced today that the U.S. would begin offshore screening of Haitian boat people seeking political asylum. Economic refugees would be sent back. Clinton also named former Congressman William Gray, head of the United Negro College Fund, as advisor on Haiti. Meanwhile, Randall Robinson, head of the Trans-Africa Lobbying Group, has ended a 27-day hunger strike that was in protest of the U.S. policy. Robinson said he's been assured more attention would be given to political refugees.
He was on a hunger strike for 27 days?
27 days.
What,
he did
you think
eat.
He'd be dead?
Well, no. I would assume he was a large man and had a lot of bodily...
fat in order to...
You want
to
call it
over.
Fat. I'll just say he had a lot of...
weight
extra,
behind him.
Extra stuff to his body.
Now... I don't understand the whole point of a hunger strike.
Okay, this is the idea.
You
don't eat.
Right.
You don't drink.
Right.
You do it that you are slowly committing suicide in one of the worst possible ways to die.
You are allowed to drink water, I think.
I don't know about that.
No, you are, because then you'd be dead within 5 days.
Then he's a sucker for drinking water.
You know, if nobody really cares about this person who's committing the hunger strike...
I don't care.
Then what's the point? I mean, he could die... That'd be the end of him. I wouldn't care. You wouldn't care.
I've never met the man. I don't know what
he
does.
And so he's just killed himself in the worst possible way for nothing because he's dead.
He's dead. And I will say this, that I personally believe that any lobbyist should die.
You know, I'm going on a hunger strike tomorrow.
For what? What are you protesting?
I am protesting the fact that...
we are paying more attention to Haiti now?
No, I'm protesting
the war in Yemen, which I will be discussing later, but I think we have a call actually.
I'm protesting jazz shows. I'm going to go on a hunger strike until all jazz shows have been obliterated from WCDB.
WCDB, you're on the air. Would you like to say something or not?
Number 7.
Do you have the phone turned up, Brian?
Yeah, did I do it right in there, Brian?
You've got it in mono.
No.
Ow!
No, Brian, don't do that.
All right, well...
You should be an audition, and audition should be an audition.
Everything's an audition. So...
Even Kenny has something better to do tonight than this show.
No, Kenny just called up about...
All right.
Oh, okay. Well, he calls you, but he doesn't call us.
Kenny doesn't believe
you're
in
special.
Us.
You're special.
WCDB, you're on the air.
Oh, Kenny.
All right, we'll take Kenny's call because nobody else feels like calling us tonight.
Oh, try not to scream.
I'm going
to
scream. I'm going to go on a hunger strike until
people
start
my
calling.
All right, Kenny, what do you have to say? I hear you. Is it true you have raps for us?
Yep.
Kenny, can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Did you write these raps or did you take these raps out of the lyrics of some other song?
I took it out of the lyrics from another song.
Good enough. Go for it, Kenny.
A song becomes a song well time. But my mic is gonna bloom like a flower in June. We take much
later. Is this a rap song or a poem?
That is smooth as a head and a said named.
Named
Kojak, the make on my head.
Kojak.
Who loves you, baby?
Sounds like a rap.
It just keeps going.
The Grand Poober.
Poober? Did he say Grand Poober?
Yep.
Who's the Grand Poober?
My 1-year-old nephew had a Grand Poober this afternoon, and I had to leave the room.
Oh God!
It's Grandy, Pooba.
So that's Grand Poober, not Grand Poober.
Yep.
Grand Pooba.
Kenny, when was the last time you took a Grand Poober?
Brian, how old were you when your poobers came in, Brian?
Oh, I'm still waiting for them.
Really?
Yeah.
The least they could do is call.
Robin, call the station at 442.
Who did?
Robin.
Who's Kenny? Kenny's cutting out on
who's
us.
Who's Robin?
It's crackling, too. I don't know.
Kenny, who's Robin?
My girlfriend.
Oh, is she calling? Tonight for the show?
She might.
Oh.
Can she lift up a car, Kenny?
Huh?
Can she lift a car?
Nope.
What are you going out with her for?
Could she kick your butt, Kenny?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you listen to DJ Alpha?
Okay, Kenny.
Show, Kenny?
Kenny?
Yep.
I gotta tell you something. I heard this rumor... you actually talk in a normal voice, and that you've been only calling us
with a special voice just to play a joke on us.
For years.
For years.
Come on, Kenny, kick us your real voice.
No, Kenny, I want to hear your real voice.
None of the O's. Just
because you called up a DJ on Friday with a normal voice.
Because I was tired.
You were fired?
Tired. He was tired.
We have Kenny's real voice. He sounds like this.
Number five.
So what you're saying is Kenny is actually DJ
Kenny
Al.
And DJ Al in the same room.
See, this was the thing. Al's already done his last show, and he refuses to do another show, and he refuses to get back on the air. Unless,
as a DJ, but I asked him if he would do the talk show, and he said he would speak on the air.
He calls up as Kenny's voice.
I'm going on a hunger strike until
DJ Al does another show. Okay,
yes.
I'm on that with you.
Okay, DJ Al, if you're out there, we're not eating a bite
until you do another show.
Number three.
Because the public wants DJ Al back on the airwaves.
So right now I think I have four causes that I'm working for. On my hunger strike.
I personally am just...
I can hear Brian's beard in the headphones. It's kind of neat. Now, if you tape that and play it into the phone, you can make free phone calls.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
All right, Kenny. Got any other raps?
I talked on here last 4:30 in the morning, last Sunday night.
We have tape of it, Kenny.
What is it? Wait a second. You called up?
Yep.
And you got on the air?
Yep.
Good. Just wanted to make sure of that.
They were playing jazz and alternative.
Yes, we know all about that.
I don't know, but
those tapes have all been turned over to the authorities.
And let me say that DJs have been suspended as a result of that action.
We are thinking of impeaching if we get the full tapes.
Business director.
Obviously, the tapes have been altered. We feel that things have been edited out, which should not have been.
There are no legal IDs involved.
As soon as we get the...
We kept cutting things out and saying Jeff and Brian instead.
As soon as we get the real
tapes... You are listening to 91 FM Jeff and Brian, Albany.
Right. So somebody, come on, give us a call, 442-424.
And before that was Jeff and Brian.
Kenny, I thank you for calling. Kenny, thank you for calling.
Kenny,
I'll call back after.
Please don't.
I'm going on a hunger strike Kenny gets off the air.
Oh, he's gone already.
Kenny's gone, so let somebody send us up some food. On the other hand, Al has not done a show yet. So, you know, we cannot accept the consumption of either liquid nor food.
I think we can drink water.
Okay.
I think those
who is listening to us very loud?
I think we can drink.
It's very distracting.
Not me. I think we can drink water and eat bologna.
And CDB, you're on the air.
I don't get the point of this show.
Do you want a shout out? Can we do a shout out for you?
No, seriously. You don't know what the point of the show is? Hello? Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, what don't you understand about the show? It's one of these free format.
Does not understand the use of the phone.
That was their contribution.
I would like to send a shout out to Pam at the ASP. We're kicking this for you live here on WCDB. We're freestyling.
And now, the number one song in the Capital District.
Hi-ya.
Walk down the street.
You have a call.
Okay. I'll take it.
WCDB, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hello there.
Did they just hang up?
See, we're getting the hang-up calls today.
Do we go into just forge on ahead mode?
Yes. Yeah, why?
You know what I mean.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, fine. You know what to do.
All right. That monkey song is really good.
Here we come.
I remember the...
I got to start it again.
Don't worry about it.
You'll hear it later.
Okay, no problem.
I'm going to sing along to
every... We'll play it when we do that thing that we're going to do in 10 minutes.
Yes.
And I also, don't let me forget, I want to talk about the eclipse Tuesday.
Okay, can I do weather?
Please.
It'll be damp over eastern New York and nearby western New England overnight. There will be areas of light drizzle and patchy fog. The temperature will hold in the upper 40s to lower 50s with a light northwest breeze. Okay. Currently in Albany, it's rainy with showers.
It's starting again.
Degrees.
It's North starting six. Again. What? Oh, I can't stop it. Oh, somebody get me to a couch so I can lie down. Oh, my God. Help
Last
me,
week
help
you
me,
were funnier.
Last week it was believable. CDB, you're on the air.
Yeah, is there really a movement to impeach Scott Kingsley?
No, not really.
No?
Well, why did you start a movement?
Why, do you know Scott Kingsley?
My one-year-old nephew started a movement.
Well, he's supposed to be also assistant program director to me.
And?
And I want him out of there.
Well, you should take that up with Mr. Kingsley instead of bringing it up on the air.
Exactly.
No. I want this man to get into.
If you don't
want this man to get into as much trouble as possible,
there's going
to
be legislation about bringing it up on the air.
That'll be thing. There'll be an amendment to our constitution.
A new amendment is that he can never do a show like he did last Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you hear? He put Kenny on the air.
What?
He put Kenny on the air.
Oh, you're suspended.
Well, didn't
I? Didn't he? Did.
Well, didn't he put you on the air also?
Yeah, he put me on the air.
We're station members. We're station members.
I was half days, though. Just like,
well, as you are now.
As you are now.
Oh, jeez. I'm half out of my mind.
You also put Bill Goss on the air, so.
That's a shame.
You guys put Bill Goss on air?
We left
him. You put the man on.
We're just teasing Bill.
Oh, that's right. Bill was on tonight. Holy crap.
He was on tonight. The Bill Goss lead-in. And I just
no wonder no one's calling.
Stop
nowhere,
it.
So I'm going to go back to studying.
All right, man.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Later.
Study hard.
Stay off those drugs.
Turn that radio even louder so your concentration isn't affected at all.
Play a song that I can sing along to.
Yeah, we want to sing along.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
Hey, we're
Jeff and Brian.
Now, come on, you shouldn't have sung around.
We're too busy singing.
Shouldn't have sung around.
Turn everybody down.
Dum, dum, dum.
We're going to be friendly.
We have a call.
Sing and play.
WCDB, you're on the air.
We're the young generation.
I just say that the payphone on my proper hall is not taking my quarters.
How you doing, Amanda?
I don't blame it. I wouldn't take your quarters either.
Oh, Joe, that hurt.
I'm just making
idle conversations.
Yes.
I know that hurts, Joe.
I'm just, don't mind me.
Okay.
So, Amanda, coming from someone who has now done the show mm-hmm. and is now back to listening to the show, which do you prefer?
Nothing compares to doing the show. It's actually very fun.
But nothing
compares.
Oh, no.
Nothing compares to doing the show.
All right.
Sorry. But I'm just going to be singing all night. I'm in one of those moods.
Uh-oh.
I'm in a singing...
If I
walk down this hallway tonight, it's too quiet. I pack on the doorstep and walk on the phone.
But it doesn't...
Let's let Amanda solo for a while.
Go, Amanda.
Oh, no, wait. Ghost?
Jeff and Brian.
Can I tell you a scary story about my little sister?
Yes.
She got attacked by some big dogs yesterday.
Really? How old is she?
7.
In dog
How
years?
Big of a dog?
So it's not funny. She got 15 stitches in her leg.
I've had stitches before.
Me too.
15?
Yes.
Really?
In my mouth. Yeah.
Oh, stitches in
Paul is jacking in here.
That heals up like in 5 minutes.
I don't know, man. No jacking stories, please.
He just jacked in here.
Who, what?
Paul just jacked in here.
How could he just jack in the...
He came in here with headphones in his hand and jacked. Right into the board. Right in the friggin' board.
Suspend him. I want him suspended now.
I can't. It was a moment.
Does it look like the ready whip in the wastebasket?
Oh, God.
We're being too inside.
Is it? It can be cleaned up, can it? Have we ruined the production board?
Now I walked down this hallway. Circles around me.
I don't get the point of this show.
There really isn't a point tonight. Tonight we're totally freestyling. Anything we'll discuss.
Penelope,
why won't you marry me?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh. For this, I drove 4 hours.
Come on, Amanda, start talking, because if you don't, Jeff and I and Joe are just going to go nuts.
Better. Let's see what just happened.
Are you in a hunger strike?
Are you in a hunger strike?
Yeah.
What are you striking over?
Number 7.
I think I should get all A's for the rest of the...
We are hunger striking so that
Amanda can get all A's.
Right, right.
Please, you know, make this known to all the local newspapers, radio stations, that Jeff and Brian...
I'm going to go on a strike also.
That Jeff and Brian, and also Joe, will not eat until Amanda gets all A's.
Okay, cool.
And until those dogs come back and apologize to you.
I was looking forward to losing a lot of weight.
I wasn't.
Wait, Jeff, I have a feeling that you're going to go on a hunger strike if I keep talking to other DJs.
I am.
Okay.
Why, who'd she call?
She talks to them all.
She's becoming the other Kenny of the station.
She just calls and calls and calls.
Who have you spoken to?
Chris.
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 Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Al.
Al.
Shembe.
Al. Shembe.
Who?
I can't find your Al card, bro.
Al.
L.
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 All right, go on. Oh, there it is. I got it.
I am Hackman today.
Brian, this cart must get played a lot during the week because it's never where I leave it when I come back.
What are you talking about? Whenever anyone's playing like some kind of like long song with a very long musical interlude,
yes,
they always just throw on L.
That's cool.
It's you walked down this hallway.
He'll come back for alumni
now
weekend
Paul is
in
playing
2004,
with his
and it'll still be
Paul's
in
playing with his jack right
Put
now.
The jack away, Paul.
Porter.
Put the jack away. Oh, could we pot this down, please?
Yes, go ahead. Tell us what...
Well, pot her up.
Okay.
You know, my one-year-old cousin potted down the other week.
What are you referring to?
I get it.
I got it, too.
Oh, I get it now. At 1 year old, he's already potting down?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well.
Beep, beep, beep. You know, we're going to have to hang up on you real soon.
Right.
Why?
You have 2 minutes. Because we have a very special guest about on the show.
Amanda, you got to run back. We're talking to Jeff's mom in
do
a couple minutes.
Do we have to
minutes.
Be nice to your mom?
Yes,
no.
We do.
I want to talk about stuff that, like, you don't want me to talk about right
Can
here.
We ask her about her sex life and stuff?
I want to ask her about her lesbian
my mom
fantasies.
Does, my mom doesn't
in
have sex.
In as much
sex.
As having Jeff, I guess?
I already
know. Oh!
I don't mean that. I mean...
Yeah, that's it. I want to talk about, like, about when she was actually delivering Jeff.
Right.
I made her bleed.
Oh,
God.
For hours and hours and hours.
I think I'm going to vomit.
I don't think I like this topic of
Oh, I almost killed my mom. It was a sad day.
What, the fact that you came out alive?
Oh! Did we lose Amanda?
No.
Oh,
okay, I thought you hung up on us.
Nice beard, Brian.
Yeah.
I know, I can hear it, too.
All right.
Anyway, I'll get off now.
I'm going to go call my mom.
All right.
Because she's my mom and it's Mother's Day and I love her.
Cool beans.
Jeez, I hope she's listening.
But we'll give her your regards, Amanda.
All right.
Okay.
Amanda gives...
Hi, Jeff's mom.
Yeah.
L.
Here I go. I'm going to call now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Amanda. Boy, she didn't have
Bye,
to hang
Jeff.
Up right now. Bye, Jeff.
He'll hear that when he gets
if
to the lobby.
If you walk down this hallway... So, Joe, what's going on?
Can I talk about the eclipse?
Sure, talk about the eclipse.
Okay, Tuesday... there's some sort of eclipse of the sun. It's not like a total eclipse, but it's like most of the eclipse, at least in our area. Now, if it's not raining, you should be able to see it. And if you're into this, it's kind of like kind of a rare treat to see an eclipse of the sun. So at about 1:30...
eclipse of the sun. Was
yes,
there a song
we're
going to
make a medley of eclipse songs, I think.
Total eclipse of the sun.
It's
now,
a,
when will this be happening on Tuesday?
Okay, so totality, that's when the moon is completely over the sun and it makes like a ring,
right?
That will be at about 1:30, but you will start seeing like a bite taken out of the sun as of like noon, 12:30 or so.
Now, one thing that we have to tell the listeners is
do
not,
look directly
into the sun.
Let your friends do that. No. Don't do that. Don't point your camera at the sun without this very expensive Mylar.
WCDB, you're on the air. Who is this? Hello?
Wait, hold on. I gotta hang this up.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Is this
Mrs.
Jeff's
Jeff.
Mom?
Yes, this is Jeff's mom.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Brian?
This is me. And Joe?
Hello?
Hello, Joe.
Did we wake you up?
No.
We did not wake you up. Okay. I would have felt bad if that had happened.
All right. I'm back.
No.
By the way, happy Mother's Day to you.
Yes. Happy Mom's Day, Mom.
From all
Thank
of us.
Thank you very much.
Your unwanted children.
Yes,
your
I'm
extra
the token mother, I take it.
We couldn't get a hold of anybody else.
Nobody else would stay up this late.
Brian's mom was in Maryland.
My mom's asleep.
Which is, by the way, where I was born.
Yes.
Maryland?
Maryland.
Maryland. But I didn't almost die.
Well, as far as from what I hear, I was a pretty nasty birth.
That. You should use that against him.
But
I almost died for you.
Right. No, I almost
died. Fine, don't clean your room.
Sticky.
I almost died.
Oh, all right.
Oh. You were just a bit of a problem, that's all.
Always have been, always will be.
Yeah, right.
So what's going on in your life, Mom?
Just got back from Washington, had an absolutely wonderful time.
Did you visit Kurt Cobain's death place?
No, I did not.
I was hoping for some good stories, maybe some blood stains or something.
No, sorry about that. Well, I am, as we speak, watching Thelma and Louise drive off a cliff, if that helps.
Nah.
No?
No. So, okay, here's what we're going to do, Mom.
Yes?
I want you to tell them all an embarrassing but not too embarrassing story about me.
Which one, honey?
Any,
as
your
many
choice.
As you have.
But not too embarrassing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
like when I was maybe 7 or 8, let the people know what I was like.
Do you have a specific story in mind?
No, I don't. I haven't. I as far as I know, I was never embarrassed.
We have a story about Jeff.
Oh, you do?
Some guy?
Yeah.
We didn't think about being careful. And I got the AIDS virus.
I'm sorry. I didn't. I was drunk. I was stupid. I got AIDS.
Well, now I don't have to find that part.
So, I don't think that's a funny matter.
Oh, Brian.
You know, I've had friends that died of AIDS, right?
Are you going to go on a hunger strike?
No, I'm being serious. I have friends who've died of AIDS, and I don't think it's funny.
Mom, do you have any embarrassing stories about me? We're ignoring Brian at the moment.
No, fine. Go ahead, ignore me. I just don't want to take any part of it.
Hello.
We're making jokes.
We're not making jokes about AIDS. We're making jokes about Jeff.
Yes.
With AIDS is the funny...
No, I wasn't supposed to let it play that.
Brian, do you remember the first show we did in which you actually talked to a man who said that he had AIDS and you affected a lisp?
Oh, yeah, I guess I do find it a funny matter. Why do I apologize?
Thank you for bringing that up.
So, come on, you must have some kind of embarrassing stories. Some kind of story that Jeff would not want me, Joe, Paul, any of our listeners to know.
Well,
no, this is the time for you to tell.
Okay. There was the time when he was a little late getting his report card to us.
Oof.
How late?
Very late. We found out that everybody else already had their report cards, and we spoke to Jeffrey about it.
I was in 8th grade? 7th grade?
Yeah, I think.
No, 7th grade.
7th or 8th.
It was 7th.
And we said, well, go to the school and get it, because if we don't get it, you don't go camping this weekend with the Boy Scouts.
I used to be in Boy Scouts, by the way.
Embarrassing enough.
That is an embarrassing story, the fact that Jeff was
thanks,
in the Boy
Mom.
Scouts.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks a lot.
I couldn't care. I have more respect for him because, you know, the report card thing.
The fact that
he was a Boy Scout. Jeff, can you do a knot?
Now, just hang on a second.
What kind of knot?
Hang on. That wasn't the embarrassing part.
He was a brownie before that.
At any rate, he came back. He didn't have his report card. He said his report card had been locked inside his locker, and he wasn't able to get it. But what he did was he went to there was some sort of vice principal or somebody there who made out a list of his grades, copied it off of something or other.
A computer, darn it. They had those.
Yes, and signed his name to it and sent it home to me.
Yes.
Right, so I looked at all this stuff, and he passed everything. I thought, fine, he can go. So he left. Then his father gets home. He says, where's Jeff's report card? I give him the piece of paper, and I tell him everything that went on. And his father looks at him and says, I don't know. And he goes over, and he looks in Jeffrey's room, and he's flipping through one of his notebooks.
Right.
And he finds...
The actual report card.
No.
He finds on one page this man's name written over and over and over again.
As if I was practicing.
Until he got a real good signature. He made the whole thing up.
I forged it.
You felon.
By the way.
You little vixen, you.
By the way.
His father went after him, brought him home.
Did you get
caned? That was the embarrassing part.
Actually flogged over it?
You want to know what was really embarrassing?
How many whacks did he get?
The fact that on this report card, I got no grade lower than a B.
So why didn't you bring it home?
Because I got, like, in those little effort columns.
Right.
I got the lowest possible effort possible.
Jeff, I used to bring home, like, failing grades.
I learned how to do that, too.
But when you're young, it's like anything that's, like, you just, like, zoom
in. A mark against you is something, ooh, ooh.
Ooh.
Of course, there was that report card in elementary school where it did say S minus, and I put that little line in there so it said S plus.
Oh, clever.
They don't know about that one.
Oh, we do now.
Now you're grounded, Jeff.
Oh, no.
Now you're grounded again.
Well, geez, just you wait until you see this report card.
He's going on a hunger strike anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Now your mom could call, the 9000 number and get your grades.
For $2.99 a minute.
It's too frustrating. We don't pay any attention to what his grades are anymore.
Okay.
Thank God.
Do you think it would be possible for you to talk to my parents and kind of tell them that, you know, that's the correct way to think?
Oh, is it, huh?
It's a lot more relaxing,
that's for sure.
Yeah, but at least my parents can expect me to graduate at the end of this semester.
I wouldn't count on it.
Oh, shoot.
There's another one.
What's this one?
Well, he almost didn't make it out of high school.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you would. Jeff? Have you told anybody else about it?
No.
Who would I tell about this?
So, tell us about Jeff not graduating high school.
Well, he had one last thing to do. He had to turn in his term paper, which he had, by the way, pretty much finished. He just hadn't handed the damn thing in.
Can she say damn on the air?
She just did.
Oh, Mom.
I'm a mother. I'm allowed.
FCC regulations do not apply to mothers.
Right. So,
quit wasting tape in that room.
The whole thing. He left it in his girlfriend's car. His girlfriend had gone to town for a job interview
in
and
Albany.
Gotten her car locked up in Albany between a couple of banks. So she came home. I had gotten a call from his teacher saying if he didn't get that paper in, he wasn't graduating at all. I told him that. He turned a little pale, by the way. And
I didn't want to graduate anyway. I didn't care.
So again, his father jumps in. They go driving up to Albany. Jeffrey had to climb
through the fences
under a gate to get his papers out of his girlfriend's car so that he could bring it home and hand it in to his teacher.
Boy, Jeff, you've lived a life.
My Jeffrey.
Imagine
my
that.
Son.
I'm just glad we didn't get any stories about like me, my mom walking in on me, like, jacking like Paul.
Well, that we'd have to kind of be
got,
careful
got
about.
Any grand poober stories, Ma?
Any what?
Grand poober stories?
No.
Thank
no.
God.
Your father did want to let you know that... How did this show go last weekend? Have you got any brain scan pictures left?
Well, we still have 2 weeks left to accept entries.
But they're wallet size.
Yeah, I'm chopping them up.
No, that's actual size, Jeff.
That's the size of my brain is wallet size, yes. Uh-huh. Thank you, Joe.
I just wondered, you know, because although the birth process, it was not all that difficult for your father did take pictures of it.
What time of the day was it?
It was indoors.
Okay.
It was about 10 in the morning, wasn't it?
No, it was a little earlier, I believe.
All right. I can't believe I got up that early.
I was born in prime time myself.
You didn't get up, you got out.
Oh, my. So, anyway.
Yes. What, Dave?
Tell him where I was conceived, Mom.
At your aunt and uncle's house.
And with whom?
On the floor, thank you very much.
You were not on the floor.
I wasn't on the floor.
We weren't on the floor either.
That's what I
heard. Where did you get the idea that we were on the floor?
I think Dad told me that.
The milkman.
Joe!
Never
kidding.
Had one.
Oh, by the way, both my parents have red hair, and somehow I...
How did you do that?
I'm a brunette. I just...
Au contraire, he has...
Au contraire, mon frère.
He has inherited his father's pattern baldness.
Actually, you can only inherit that from your grandfather.
Oh, well then.
My grandfather, who is not bald.
Right, right.
Is that true? But it's your paternal grandfather.
No, right?
I mean, your maternal grandfather.
Right, and he's got hair.
Well, it's supposed to be from the mother's side of the family.
I think my mom's grandmother.
It was that scan, I think.
No, my uncle was bald as a billiard ball.
Well, both my uncles are. Well, I don't know about the other
one.
Not
your uncles, my uncles.
Yeah, but what about my uncles?
Well, your uncles are.
Very bald.
Very
what
bald.
About my uncles?
Except for Johnny. I don't think your Uncle Johnny's bald.
Yeah, but Johnny went
Johnny's
away.
Johnny's in California, so he didn't count.
No. Johnny.
Oh, he's a freak.
Jerry.
He's in California,
Johnny's
right?
Mad. Give me the biggest beating I've ever had. Is that how the song goes?
Hey, listen.
Yeah?
How would you like to talk to your father?
It's not Father's Day.
Yeah, maybe in June.
Maybe in June.
Yeah, it's today's Mother's Day. Today we talk to you.
Just to me, huh?
Yeah.
But Father's Day is a Sunday. We'll call again.
Oh, well, that'll be good. See? I don't know if he'll be able to stay up that late.
We'll call in advance and take it.
You do what you can to keep him awake, Mom.
I will.
I was going to say, you do what you can to keep him up, but I decided that was the improper language to use.
But you just said it.
Yeah. I know.
I'm glad that you have a...
Restrained?
A rapport with your mom like that. If I said that to my mom, she would just...
Yeah, my mom's not in the room, so I can say whatever I want to her.
She would disown me.
I can't ground him anyway. Well, it's been a good
How's
evening.
Jenny doing?
She's asleep, as far as I know. How's everything going with you?
I'm doing fine.
Brian is now, like, having a conversation with some...
With some other person.
Yeah, he's
good. I'm healthy. I am off the drugs, except when I want to be on them. and, oh, man, they're nice.
Uh-huh.
Beyond that...
Well, why don't you bring the rest of them over to me? I'll take care of them for you.
It's okay, Ma. Let's see. What else is going on in my life?
I don't know. You're going to be graduating soon,
I'm going to be
right?
graduating soon.
Your grandmother called.
Which one?
Grandma Harvey.
Okay.
I called her. She said to say hello to you.
Jeez, we should have gotten her on the air.
I feel like I'm eavesdropping right about
And that she will send you your graduation present in the mail.
Yes.
Yes.
A check, probably.
Probably.
Either that or a bunch of socks.
I love it. Socks don't mail well.
They go bad in the mail.
Yeah, well, socks to you, Jeff.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Mom?
Yes, dear.
Could you do us a favor?
What?
Swear.
You CDB Albany. No.
Swear?
Do a legal ID for us.
No, oh, don't swear. Do a legal ID.
Do a legal ID. Just say, this is Jeff's mom, and you're listening to WCDB Albany. We are taping this, aren't we?
How about the Jeff and Brian show on WCDB Albany?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. We are taping.
Okay. Skay, Mom, write this down. Because I know you've got a bad memory, and you're getting old and everything. But,
Well, wait a minute. Along with a bad memory, I have a hard time finding pen and ink.
That's
All
the second
right.
to go.
Okay.
Okay, say, this is Jeff's mom,
mm-hmm.
and you're listening to the Jeff and Brian Show
mm-hmm.
on WCDB Albany.
WCDB.
You want me to spell that for you?
I got it.
Good. Albany.
Thank you so much. You got your brains from me, you know.
Thank God.
Oops, I turned out the light. Now, do I get to rehearse?
Hey, Joe, look.
Do I get to rehearse?
Okay, rehearse.
All right. This is Jeff's mom, and you are listening to Jeff and Brian's show on WCDB Albany.
That was so perfect that if you don't want to do it again, that's fine.
Okay.
That was good for me.
Mom?
I don't know about you guys.
Mom?
Yes.
Could you say, this is Kenny... And you're listening to the Jeff and Brian Show on WCDB Albany.
No. Why?
Moms won't lie. Isn't that something?
Right.
They just won't do it.
Oh, good. Well, Mom?
Yes?
It was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you, too.
Now, do you feel famous now?
Yes, I
Who's
do.
Who's that?
Am I going to be able to hear myself on the radio, hear myself say the WCDB?
Oh, yes. In fact, for the next several weeks, we will be playing
to death.
Literally to death. Maybe like 4, 5, 6 times every show. Your little ID for us.
Hey, maybe she'd like to fill in for DJ Al now that he's.
So anyway, Mom.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to say goodnight.
All right, dear.
And I'll give you a call sometime.
Good. Thank you very much.
Maybe we'll get together.
And, it was very fun.
And do lunch or something.
We enjoyed speaking with you, Mrs. Jeff.
Don't dump it. Sorry about that.
I dumped
it. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I dumped
it. Nobody say that the C word.
Yeah.
Oh, is that your last name, Jeff? Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay.
Well, all right. Goodbye, everybody. I think you have a wonderful show. I always enjoy listening to you, and I think you're a great, great bunch of guys.
Mom?
I thought moms don't lie.
Mom, this is the first time you've listened to the show.
It is not.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So bye. Show bye. That went home to the folks.
Yep.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye. By the way, my mom actually liked the show in which we did the interview with that guy who knew about heaven, the afterlife.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. WCDB, you're on the air.
She was the one, huh?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen.
Yeah.
Is this Brian's mom?
No.
Okay. Do you want to be my mom?
You wish, Ryan, right?
You can be my mom if you want.
You can transfer.
So tell me about that. Remember that time when you caught me in the bathroom all by myself with the magazine?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that really embarrassing story that I told you not to tell anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what would you like to say?
What would I like to say? I want to know what's going on with DJ Rad and what happened over at Michael's.
From what I hear, he was fired from Michael's because he attracted,
quote,
the wrong crowd.
Yeah, I heard about that. I mean, I know that the owner is, like, really prejudiced. I know that.
Allegedly,
I mean. What we hear. I don't know for a fact.
Yeah, I mean, we're just speaking hearsay and conjecture and all that good legalese type stuff. But if he was fired for that reason, that is, shall we say, disgusting.
Yeah, I just...
But what is the wrong crowd?
I don't know.
Not the one the owner had in mind.
What?
He had picked out 75 people the night before.
And he said, if you people come, this is the wrong crowd.
Hey.
Brian?
Yes?
Cut that out.
Don't be messing with no buttons on me, Brian.
Paul was doing it.
You're making me sound like mediocre DJ Shem Jeff.
As I put it on.
So, what do you know about the story of DJ Rad?
Number four.
What do I know about the story? Well, I heard that I go to all his parties, and I showed up one night over at Michael's. It was last week, and it was totally dead. Nobody was there, and I heard that he had gotten fired because of the type of music that he was playing, which I personally, I don't see anything wrong with the type of music that he played.
Maybe the owner wanted to hear more Seattle music. I don't know. More of that grunge stuff.
He wanted
the flannel crowd.
I just think the music that they play there now is just really lame.
Well, I'll just say this. I went out Thursday night, and I walked by Michael's, and it was empty.
So basically,
normally it is packed.
So Michael might want to give DJ Rad a call, and in order for business to pick back up, get that wrong crowd. Because even if it is the wrong crowd, that wrong crowd was spending money at Michael's. And it's kind of silly to get rid of that just because you don't like them. Money is money.
Hey, do you guys know what he's going to be doing? I know.
Well, he's going to be on the air here over the summer occasionally.
Yes. You can hear DJ Rad on WCDB throughout the summer. He'll be doing shows.
Yeah, but do you know if he's going to be playing anywhere?
We hope so. We don't know for a fact, but when we do find that information,
we will
give it to our listeners.
We'll kick it.
We'll kick that knowledge.
We will.
To our listeners. Listeners. So anything else?
No, not
really. Did you call your mom today?
Did you say Happy Mother's Day to your mother?
Well, my mom's abroad, so I couldn't really get a hold of her.
She's abroad?
She's abroad.
I mean, you could come up with better names for her.
She's in Italy.
Italy.
So why didn't you give her a call there?
I tried.
Call or collect?
No.
That always works.
Well, actually, I did the first phone call, but then I kind of felt bad for my aunt, so I ended up calling, and I paid for the phone call, and she wasn't there. They were out.
All right, so you tried.
As long as you thought of your mom on this only day in which we should care about our mothers,
Mother's Day. For some reason, the rest of the year, we can just blow them off, not talk to them.
Of the greeting card industry.
Exactly.
I got a
Thank
card,
you.
Though.
Thank you, Hallmark, for creating this day for our moms.
You're welcome.
I got her a card, though, so when she gets back, I'll have it for her.
That's good.
Yeah.
So how are things going with Rwanda?
Rwanda?
Yeah. Who's that?
Yemen? Do you know anything about Yemen?
Brian knows something.
Do you know anything about sexual harassment charges against Governor or President Bill Clinton? Do you think he did it?
Do I think he did it? I really think it's irrelevant. You know, I just think that what he does, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. There's a lot of political scandal going on.
Oh, just a little bit.
Just a little bit, and I really think it's irrelevant to what he's doing.
And there never was before Clinton was president.
No, he's the first scandalized president in the history of the United States. But
I think Brian's hunger strike has gotten to him. He's very quiet again.
I am really hungry, I'm sorry.
No, Brian, have your convictions.
I have no convictions.
Now, why are you striking, Brian?
I am striking because I want Amanda to get all A's. I am striking because of the
We want DJ Al back on
DJ
the air.
Al.
Number
right
three.
Now, I'm also striking because DJ Rad got fired at Michaels. And until DJ Rad gets hired back to
at
spin
Michaels.
At Michaels,
we will not be eating.
I will not have anything to do with food.
I think Michaels sucks to begin with. I think DJ Rad is meant for bigger and better things other than Albany. I think he should take his butt back to the city and spin the wheels of steel there.
Now we're just getting into terminology. I have no clue.
Did you have
about?
That one written down in front of you?
Spin the steel.
Spinning the wheels
she's
of
got,
steel.
She's got Kenny quoting.
He's on
Eric.
The one and twos.
Spinning them 33s and 45s.
So are you old enough to get into Michaels?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you old enough legally to get into Michaels?
Is Michael old? Are you old enough for Michael to... Never mind.
Joe.
Yeah,
I'll just
yeah,
be over
yeah.
Here in the corner.
I'm pretty old.
Okay. Just checking. Don't want any underage people going around the bars, because that's wrong.
The bars.
Public service announcement.
The bars.
Courtesy of WCDB Albany.
Okay, we thank you for calling.
And we're right. And we're sorry about DJ Rad.
Well, I'm devastated now, but that's okay. I'll get over it.
Okay.
We all do.
Bring your Walkman with you and listen to us.
I will.
Okay.
We are still the home of DJ...
DJ Rad.
Right.
DJ Rad and a half.
Bye, guys.
Super DJ
Bye.
Rad.
Bye-bye.
Gem Rad.
Super DJ.
It is a couple, still about, you know, 7
Five
minutes.
Of.
5 of 12. Almost hitting the noon hour.
Right.
And WCDB, you're on the air.
I am?
Yes, you are.
Hey, Jeff and Brian, right?
Yes.
Sometimes. How are you guys?
Doing all right. How are you
doing? Okay. What's going on, sir?
Not a lot. I wanted to tell you about my cousin Brad.
Okay. Tell us about your cousin Brad.
Would this be DJ Brad?
What?
Is this a Mother's Day story?
First of all, let's start off. Did you say Happy Mother's Day to your mother?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
Good for you.
Very good.
I did it earlier, though.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. As long as you did it.
As long as it was between midnight and midnight local time.
Cool. Listen, I was camping with my cousin Brad one time. It was years ago.
Were you in the Boy Scouts?
No, we weren't.
Good job.
It was sort of familial.
Okay.
Okay. And
familial. Jeez. Okay.
Hot dog. Huh?
Sounds familiar.
Listen, I was camping with my cousin Brad, and there's this funny stream we were walking along. Brad was carrying a big old stick because he's the type of guy that would carry a big old stick. And, you know, like all the silt in the bottom of a stream?
Yes.
Right.
And stuff. Well, if you push down there with, like, say, your big old stick, it lets up, like, air bubbles and stuff.
Cool.
Brad was pretty fascinated by this fact, and he was pushing around the bottom of the stream to let up air bubbles and pretty much ran out of air under the silt where he was standing. So he's like, somebody else came along, I think it was my brother, and he's like, what are you doing?
Your other brother?
Yeah, no, that was my cousin, Brad.
I thought I recognized him.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're with your cousin, Brad.
Right, and my brother.
Your brother shows up.
You're not following this.
No, I was...
You
I
are.
Was,
go ahead.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's... You need a lot of setup.
Okay.
Boy, do you. Keep going.
So Brad leaned over to show my brother.
Does the word skyscape fit into this joke anywhere?
No, it doesn't.
Good. Okay, just keep going.
I can fit it in, though, baby. Listen, so he goes to show my brother that bubbles will come out of the stream.
Right.
And he wants to demonstrate how cool it is by leaning across the stream and pushing the silt over there. And when he does, he fell in and he got wet and cried. Brad was about 14 at the time.
Right.
He's always that type of kid.
Okay.
Who just cried at the drop of a hat.
No. Who would be really upset about stick.
He would fall.
Funny things. Yeah, whenever he fell in water.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, right. Guys, I decided you needed to know this while I was sitting around tonight.
Okay.
Brian, I think you're a tremendously funny guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know about
Brian,
Jeff Cat.
The props.
I mean, gosh, but I think you really... Have you listened to that cat in the morning? There's the Star Wars guy. I don't know his name, but he's in the morning.
Very
on
funny.
Like Tuesdays
I like
and
him.
Thursdays.
He's a very good guy.
He's a very funny man. You should get him on your show. And like, you know,
maybe next year.
You know, he would be a lot better in this kind of time slot because he's funny, and you need more funny people.
Okay.
Because I think that'd be good.
Jeff, cool. Come on, let's go get a burger.
Because nobody's really funny. Well, look, have a good burger.
Whatever.
You're not going to leave me hanging here, are you, man?
You left us hanging here, pal.
I didn't leave you hanging.
You left us with a story where your cousin Brad got wet and he cried.
That's right. Did I tell you it was funny? Listen, I never said it was a funny story, okay?
Okay.
I just said it was a story about my cousin Brad. I don't know why you have to give me this kind of hassle, man, okay?
Good night.
Jeez. He got really upset.
Good.
I don't know why he got upset.
Maybe he should go on a hunger strike.
I don't know why he got upset.
Go on a hunger strike until we get Chris on here.
WCDB, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Kelly.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good.
How's your dinner with Scott?
am I on funny, Kelly?
Are you on funny? Of course not.
How was your dinner with Scott?
It was dinner.
How was your dinner with Scott?
It was dinner.
What were you thinking of?
I don't know.
Have you gone nuts?
Yes. I felt bad about playing a joke on him, and I couldn't just say, oh, haha, no. You know, you don't get anything. So I thought I'd be a nice person and go out or something.
Boy, you must have had a ball.
Did you go out? You go out to dinner with Scott for playing a joke on him. You don't do anything for me after you try to poison me.
Hey,
my God!
Hey, Jeff, I thought we weren't talking about that anymore. We know it's not true.
Yeah, I know. Brian, I wanted to know how you are. I feel like I haven't talked to you in ages.
In all honesty, and this is weird, a lot of people are telling me that they haven't spoken to me in a long time.
Well, I really didn't talk to you on the last show because you just weren't talking to anyone. They were ignoring you or something.
When on the last show?
Yeah.
How do I describe...
The last show.
The last show.
I probably don't want to know, so I'm not going to ask.
Let's just say it's one we won't be rerunning anytime soon.
Or remembering. No, I think at the time I might have been like talking to Steve, because he was in the room with me at the time. Mm-hmm. And then I remember he started licking my ear.
Oh, he did he?
Yeah, and at which point I think I turned off the mic and the two of us had a little, you know, romantic interlude right in the production.
Did either of you jack in there?
No.
Okay.
But Paul really came in.
They were hardwired.
He jacked into the board.
No.
You guys are sick and twisted.
That we are.
So how is everyone?
You know, we're really sick and twisted here at WCDB Albany.
Good.
Oh, yes.
Brian wins.
Brian sweeps it again. Well, not again.
No, last week it was me.
Last week it was you.
Though I got it this week. Yes. Yes.
You know, some week I'm going
to try and
be the
first person. The closer you wait to midnight, the more points
you get. What time do you guys have in there?
11:58.
I've got 11:59 in here.
I got 11:58 and a half.
Okay, well.
And we've got DJ and a half in there. So, Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm actually very, very good.
Really?
How's your mom?
My mom is very good.
Did you take her out for dinner tonight? You took her out for dinner? Where did you take her?
We went to Carmella's.
Ooh, nice place.
Yeah, and I bought her.
I like that place.
I bought her an ice cream cake from Friendly's. I didn't make it myself. I just personalized it myself.
Oh, how did you personalize it?
She probably put Happy Mother's Day on it.
Yeah.
Yep, with a little flower. Yep.
Joke, would you mind if I lifted the board in here?
For what?
I don't know, I just feel like doing it.
You can't do
it. Because Paul jacked in there. You gotta do something with the board.
You can't do it right, Brian, without hurting something.
But I've got this... I don't have it in my hand anymore. Okay, forget about lifting
it. I have an embarrassing story to tell.
Tell us.
Do you have a cousin who got wet and cried?
And then you want to yell at Jeff?
No, I have
Do you want to yell at me?
Hold up. Let her tell her story. If it's embarrassing, I want to hear it.
I have a cousin who shoved peanuts up her nose, but that's not true.
Peanuts.
I just wanted to make sure that was peanuts.
Said peanuts.
Yes, peanuts.
Because I've seen a movie where it was the other thing, and let me tell you, it's not a pretty sight.
Okay, listen.
Okay.
When I was about 3 years old, my mom took me grocery shopping.
Okay.
It's a very short story. It's probably not even that embarrassing. And because I was only three, and I apparently just learned the difference between boys and girls. And I proceeded to announce...
Have you decided the difference between boys and girls yet?
No.
Chef, that's rude.
I proceeded to announce to the entire supermarket, actually, the difference between boys and girls by screaming out that boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. My mom was embarrassed.
When little kids make this discovery, they usually, you know...
It's a pretty big thing.
Yes, and they just like to bring it up
in conversation.
Actually,
no, when you're that young, it is not a big thing. It's actually a pretty small...
at the age
Well, I don't know
three.
About you, Jeff, but I hope, Jeff, for me it was a big thing.
I hope you're going from memory, Jeff. I
oh,
just
you men
that.
Are such pigs. Good Lord.
What?
But she also told me of the first breakfast I ever made her for Mother's Day. When
Which
I was four, I made her cold tea and Elfwich cookies.
And you put it in her nose.
No, I served it to her in bed.
Oh, ooh. Did you?
Come on, everyone here thought of it. Everyone in this station thought the same thing I did.
No,
it was just that I did it first.
She was a young child. Hey.
Yes?
All of you.
Yes?
Either A, need to spend some quality time with your left or right hand, or with another person.
That's the problem. I think I'm spending too much time with my left or right hand.
I've been jacking into the bed.
Put this that letter down.
This show just got really gross, Al.
I don't want to know. Actually,
and
I didn't
now,
even hear the beginning
the
of it, though.
The number one song.
Good. The beginning of it was not really good.
I was talking to someone.
Who are you talking to? Scott?
You know him.
Who?
You know him as Scott.
No, you don't. It's not Scott. Oh,
who?
I just don't want to even remember.
Who was it?
I
mean,
say Scott's your name. Say his name and we'll dump it.
Yeah, say his name and we'll dump it.
I don't care if it's Jeremy.
Oh, why were you talking to Jeremy?
Why were you talking to Jeremy?
I don't know. I've talked to Jeremy a lot lately, actually.
Did you call him or did he call you?
I called him when he was doing his show.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't quite in my head. I was under the influence of some stuff.
Right.
Good for you.
And I was here with another person.
Right.
And we were kind of...
doing things that you shouldn't be doing while talking on the phone with somebody.
Probably. And
okay.
Jeremy,
I tell you, this show has completely outgrown its time slot. Everyone calls, like, at other times now.
Yeah, everyone's calling other shows, and
know,
I'm not
really
appreciating it.
I'm going to bring up legislation to stop that.
I wish I could have let you guys... Well, you probably wouldn't have been able to hear any of it over the air, but it was a fun night.
So why don't you go out for dinner with Jeremy now?
Yeah, thanks for sharing it with him. And, you know.
Yeah,
well, and
him
then,
and not us. You I, care.
What?
Jeez.
Hey, I not tried to do a lot for you people?
We went out for dinner with Scott. That's like a negative.
Hey, look. Well, it was something
what?
To do, okay?
So
I'm
how,
really,
it's
really
something
sorry.
To do. Staring at, like, at the weather vane, that's more interesting.
You want to know something? I honestly didn't think it was going to be that bad, so I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
So how bad was it? Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth.
Did you know about it before I went?
No. Well, actually, yes, I did.
So then why
didn't
you call me and warn me?
Why? Because I was upset that you had actually called Scott and had agreed to do some kind of, like, dinner arrangement with him.
Well, like, you were calling me.
And the fact was, he didn't get sick after it.
Huh?
He didn't get sick after it.
Oh, look.
Scott's not twitching.
You are so heartless. Do you know that, Brian? You are so heartless.
But I love you.
No, you do not. If you love me, then you wouldn't bring this up.
I'm sorry.
You know, like, if I was a nice person, I'd say, okay, well, then let's go out, Brian. But you hurt my feelings, and now I'm not going to go out. You just blew your chance, pal.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
You're right, I'm not. It was extremely funny.
Well.
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 L.
Oh.
It was a mistake, okay?
It's a mistake.
Okay, no. I don't want to know just
mistake.
The fact that it was a mistake, but tell me,
it's
like, details.
Mistake.
You guys met where?
It's a mistake.
We met at a
Crossgates Mall. Where? In the food court, I would assume?
No, upstairs. By the movies.
Oh, all the way up by the movies?
Yeah. I don't know why he picked me there, but he picked me there.
And then what did
was
you guys
wearing,
do?
Was he wearing a rose in his shirt or something?
What, no.
Where did you guys
actually,
go afterwards?
Actually, he reminded me of the littlest Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I don't want to hurt his feelings. He was...
Feel free to hurt his feelings if that's
Everybody
what he really
does.
Wants.
No, I can't do that. I can't be mean to another person, because that's wrong.
Me neither.
Be mean to him over the air.
Be mean to him over the air.
Come on, it's Mother's Day.
Come on, it's Mother's Day. He can't
anymore.
Hear. He's in
not
Saratoga.
Anymore.
He's in Saratoga. He cannot
no,
hear the show.
Mother's
he'll eventually hear it, and I don't want to hurt
no, he
his
won't.
Feelings.
Come on, just tell me. Just
we
tell
won't
me.
Tell you. We won't tell you.
Please,
please,
please.
Okay.
Goodness. Okay. So we went upstairs, and when we proceeded to walk the entire length of the upper deck of the mall, he wouldn't talk.
Fun.
He was, like, all nervous and everything.
Fun.
I don't know what his problem was.
Ooh, Radio Shack.
He actually reminded me of the two geekiest people that I went to high school with, like a combination of both.
Yeah?
I was kind of revolting.
He is the geekiest person you've ever met.
In one.
We decided we were going to go to Pizzeria Uno. And we sat in the front of the restaurant and with those really high chairs with the high tables.
Right.
And it was kind of funny to watch him get into the chair because he's kind of short.
Keep going. I love this story.
You mean height wise?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Joe.
What?
Never mind.
I didn't even get that one, I have to admit. But keep going on with your story.
Okay, can I explain it? Do you want me to explain
it? No, don't
it?
Explain
okay.
it. Explain it to me later.
We ordered dinner.
Okay.
And he got a turkey club.
At Pizzeria Uno?
At Pizzeria Uno.
What an idiot!
How fitting.
You have to get pizza at Pizzeria Uno.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
I had pasta.
You can get anything good Italian.
No, you have to get pizza.
Pizza. I don't like their pizza. They have a
really
good antipas, but I don't like their pizza.
I like their pizza.
I love their pizza.
I love their pizza.
Maybe I just had a bad pizza.
I'm hungry!
You're on a hunger strike, pal.
But I had a really good plate of
I'm glad I had Snickers barbecue.
Okay.
What
kind of bar did you have, Jeff?
Snickers.
Okay, just making sure.
They really satisfy.
So do I, baby.
Oh,
all right, keep going.
So anyways.
All right.
Oof.
He had a turkey club, and to watch him eat this turkey club was really funny, because he was like 6 years old. It was so big, he'd pick it up and he'd just bury his face into it, and when he pulled the sandwich away, he'd have like mayonnaise and stuff all around his mouth. But I didn't want to tell him that he had it there because I didn't want to be rude. And it would just sit there and annoy me for so long.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that's great.
So we finished our dinner. And, I mean, I appreciate intellectual conversation.
You sure that was mayonnaise on his face?
Oh! Oh!
Stop it. Oh, he's going to get kill all of us.
Do you want to hear the rest of the story?
Yes.
Okay.
After I throw up.
So we finished our dinner, and the conversation was okay at the beginning.
What were you guys talking about?
Then it just droned on to his job at where he works and how he's like...
At his local supermarket chain.
Right. In aisle 7.
In aisle 7 with the mop.
With the mop.
He's an office person or something.
No, that's what he tries to make people believe.
Oh, okay.
But we all know that when he shows up to work, this is what they hear. Scott with the mop to aisle 7.
And how he's a big business something or other at
Lie.
DC.
Lie.
At WCDB Albany.
Oh, he said he was big here?
No, he's a business something. I don't know.
Well, until he fails out of school.
Someone had suspended him for letting Mike do his show or something.
Right,
that night.
Right.
And it was you, Brian?
Well, it wasn't necessarily me, but I would say that...
You were instrumental.
I was the forerunner in the Suspend Scott movement.
What did you do?
What?
Brian?
He's
Brian
gone.
Just, oh, he hit the button and is talking to somebody.
Oh, gee, thanks,
just,
Brian.
Just
I'm glad
go
you
on.
Appreciate my company so much.
Sure. You can talk to me, Kelly.
Okay,
I'm still
Jeff,
here.
I'll talk to just you. So then, oh, and he was really mad. He said Brian had a big head. Brian had a bad ego. And that Brian was a very rude person.
I thought those two always loved each other.
Yeah, right.
I thought there was something special.
So then it came time to leave.
Yes.
And we were walking to my cars, and I was like, oh, you know, I hope he understands my whole situation here. And I hope he's not expecting anything, because I'm certainly not going to give him anything. And I put my hand out, and I said, well, it was nice to meet you, Scott. And I went to get into my car, and as I was getting into the car, he goes, oh, yeah. And I was like, no, just let me get into my car and drive away. Please, God, just let me go home. I don't want to have to do this.
And he said?
And he goes, and you weren't a disappointment. And I was like... Okay, thanks. See you later. And I got in my car and I drove
and you're
away.
Like, yeah, but you were. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
And I got in my car and I drove away.
Good for you.
Jeff, we missed something really good in the other room.
Paul jacking?
No, but Brian was doubled over with laughter about something that got said in the other room.
I don't want to know.
I do.
We missed it. What did we miss, Mike?
Mike?
Yeah.
A story that Jay...
A story. Okay, well, we can't do it on the air.
Brian's breaking his hunger strike.
Where is Brian? Is he on or not?
What's he doing now? Why is he having a hunger strike?
Oh my God! He's just started twitching. I got.
Oh, shut up! Don't even know.
See, I got a delayed reaction to it. Al.
Thanks, Brian.
What are you eating?
Sorry.
What are you eating now, Brian?
I'm not eating.
I hope you're having bologna because that's all you can eat.
All right. Jay had some ice cream in the in. Hello?
Oh, I have another call. Can you hang on a second?
Of course.
Thank you.
Oh, we're being put on hold.
It doesn't matter. Jay had brought up some ice
Jay
cream.
Jay who?
Jay Ha.
That's who he is. Jay Ha.
Yeah, I know him.
Jay Ha.
He's
Jay
one of the
ha,
Ha triplets.
Of course. So he
the
brought
ha,
up some
ha, ha,
ice
ha
cream, and I was just partaking of it in the lobby.
Well, good. I hope so.
It's not real food.
Okay, I'm back.
Good.
Who was cool. it?
It was Jeremy.
What is he calling you for?
Because I talked to him now.
Oh, so you two are friends now?
Yeah, Jeremy's really nice guy.
You two are close.
It's easier to get through to Kelly than it is to get through to the show, so...
Oh!
No, I mean that technically. Yes.
Oh, seriously, Joe, that was just... technically! Oh!
All right, they're off the air. I didn't mean it that way.
Whoa!
That was rude.
I was being serious.
That was rude. I don't care whether you were being joking
We
or...
don't have call waiting, so he had to call her to tell her what he wanted to say. That's all I meant.
That was
you know
rude.
How long
Kelly
I
knows
Jeremy
that.
The other night?
Well, it depends. How long did it take for you and your friend to...
No, that didn't happen. Shut up. I called him at work. He gave me his number to call him at
You're
work.
Calling him at work?
Yeah.
Okay, forget it. Seriously.
Okay, thank you.
Seriously.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
By the way, it's 10 after 12 and we have to do this.
The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the Student Association.
Why do we have to do this?
State University
wait,
of New York,
what, Jeff, what are you talking about?
No,
nothing.
Sure, just ruin
Come
it, Brian.
On.
No, Joe, why did you have to play that?
Because we play it once an hour.
No, why? Since when do we?
Since I've done the show.
Jeff.
Nothing?
No, Kelly.
Level with me.
Nothing. Jeff, man.
Nothing that can be talked
Jeff,
about over
Jeff,
the air.
You just really screwed up. You really did.
It won't be a screw up if
No,
Kelly
it doesn't matter because she's gonna ask him about it.
I'm
and then this
like,
whole thing
say,
is going to get totally blown up.
Uh-oh.
Fine.
You heard something you shouldn't have heard.
Okay.
All right.
Now we will have to kill you.
Now you must die.
See, like, no one will know what... Oh, like, I tried to kill Jeff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I want to walk around twitching. Are you feeling better, Jeff?
No, I feel like crap.
Oh, you're lying.
Yeah, I know.
And don't pull any twitchy stunts. I won't believe
right,
it.
Fine.
I'll let you twitch on the floor.
Yeah,
anyways,
yeah, right.
I called Jeremy, and I talked to him for a very big amount of time.
Yeah?
A very large amount of time.
Oh, how large of a time did you talk to him with?
It was many hours.
Wasn't that big a
many hours!
And there was... Oh, don't get those dirty little thoughts out of your head.
I'm not... What dirty little thoughts?
I know what dirty little thoughts you're thinking.
How do you know?
Because I know
you, hear your beard.
Kind of.
I haven't shaved in like 2 weeks.
It's just
That's
a piece of Velcro
man,
that
know.
He carries around with him.
What was that?
I find that sexy in a man, you know.
So why don't you come on over later?
Hey, huh? Why don't you come on over here?
No car.
Huh?
No car.
Oh, bummer. Have Jeff bring you over.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You can come over and then we can discuss what Jeff said.
I don't think Jeff's willing, and I don't... Jeff, are you still there? Jeff?
Oh, wait, let me guess. He's twitching on the floor.
Joe, where's Jeff? Be honest.
He's right there.
All right, then, Jeff, why are you being very quiet there? Okay, whatever. Let him
He's got
it.
His mic almost as far away as Scott Kingsley has his
Wait
mic.
A second. You're listening to The Brian Show on WCDB Albany. He's dead. Jeff? All right, no.
Jeff, come talk to me.
No, Jeff isn't even wearing his headphones, so don't even bother.
Oh,
why'd he take his headphones off?
I don't know.
Yawn.
What's wrong?
All right.
Yes?
Where'd you go?
I just decided to take a little break.
Why okay, do you keep leaving me? You're both leaving me. All
I didn't
sudden.
Leave. I just went to go have some ice cream. Jeff just sat there.
Yeah.
You can come to my house and have ice cream. I still
yeah,
have some of
the
ice cream cake left.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think Jeff wants to, what do you call it,
eat
go
at
your house anymore.
Oh, God.
In all honesty. Seriously?
How do people know? Will you ever let this end?
No.
I will. Jeff won't.
Never.
In all honesty, I don't blame him. It's kind of like, say that you had some of that, like, Tylenol that was laced with cyanide.
But you don't
You
understand.
Never really, you know that they're no longer poisoning the Tylenol. But for some reason, you just will buy another brand.
But how? It's
I find it very similar.
Jeff, I'm shocked that you, no, I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
All right.
I'm very hurt.
Okay.
I'm extremely hurt.
All right.
Okay, I'm just sensing a turn in the show right now.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, yeah. Let's not let it turn.
You know, an outbreak
late,
of measles
turned.
Has health officials concerned, especially in the St. Louis area.
Jeff, what are you
where
doing?
There are some immunization gaps.
Why is he doing this?
I'm reading a news story.
Why?
I think he wants to
move on.
Ryan. Maybe I don't know.
Move on. Did somebody
Kelly?
Say move on?
Seriously, Jeff, if you want to move on, just say okay. Like
Ryan.
Yes, Kelly.
I want you to talk to me. Haven't talked to me lately.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'll give you a call when I get home. But
yeah.
I'm very tired, and I'm going to eat and then pass out.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
You're afraid I put
You'll be on the phone with Jeremy for a while, so...
Yeah, I probably will.
So therefore, I won't be able to talk to you. And then after that, I know that you have that very important late-night rendezvous with Scott.
Yeah, right. I'll be in bed.
You went out for dinner with him.
With the news.
You came to dinner at my house, and... Oh, no, that doesn't work anymore, because I tried to kill both of you.
No, well, you didn't try and kill both of us. I was fine.
Brian, then let's go out, Brian, okay?
All right.
Have fun.
Can we go to Friday's so I can get, like, a turkey sandwich?
You can get one of those at Pizzeria Uno.
Yeah.
Okay, Kelly, I will give you a call, okay?
When?
God, why don't you just tie me down to a time? I really don't know.
Well, I don't know if I'll be home, that's what I'm saying.
I'll give you a call. If you're not there, then you're not there. Hello?
Hello.
What was that noise?
I have no idea.
That was one of Jeff's imitations.
Jeff's getting very annoyed, and he is half the show, and I have respect
Thanks,
for him.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
We see. I won't even say
go,
that.
Go twitch somewhere.
All right.
Kelly, I will give you a call.
Guys,
okay?
Have a nice night.
Okay.
You too.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, Jeff, read your news story.
No, that's all right.
Okay. Maybe this will be a caller that you'll want to talk to. WCDB, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah?
Okay.
Hey, this is Rad. What's up?
Hello, DJ Rad.
Jeff and Brian, the Jeff and Brian Show. What's up, guys? How you doing?
All right.
Just want to say quick, I've been listening to the show, as I do always every Sunday. I'm a fan of the Jeff and Brian Show.
Right.
Just want to say thanks for the caller before. I don't know what her name was. For the continuous support, as always.
Yeah, you do have, you know, a following here in Albany.
Are you going to be...
Unfortunately, a lot of politics...
According to some people, it's the wrong type of following, if you know what I mean.
Where's the next place that you're going to be spinning the wheels of steel?
Bogies.
You're still doing Bogies?
Yes, Bogies, which we had... We took a rock and roll club, which, you know, Bogies mostly rock and roll alternative, mm-hmm. and they decided to do a dance night on a Tuesday night, and it turns out to be one of the biggest nights that they have there. We went from a number of 300 people the first 2 weeks... It's about 575 we usually get every Tuesday.
Wow, that's great.
See, you know that it's Rad spinning at Bogies because there are always these, like, fights happening right on...
No. Fight. I can't say that. See, that's the problem. That's the wrong type
of people. Come on, in all honesty, you have to admit, Tuesdays, there are always these fights breaking out on the corner of Madison and Ontario.
The only reason why I think that happens is because... they usually make me stop around 2 o'clock.
Right.
And by that time,
people have had enough.
You get about 575 packed into this place. Everyone's drinking, and about 2 o'clock, everyone still wants to dance, and they make me stop. So everyone just goes home. So you get this massive rush of people just leaving the bar.
And they're all liquored up, and every guy. The thing is, it's like all these guys go out thinking that they're going to hook up, and then when they don't, and they realize they're going home,
then the testosterone kicks in,
and suddenly it's like, yeah, man.
Yo, man, one-on-one.
See, I live right in that area, so I always catch the good fights on my porch.
Yo, Rad, when is the next time you're going to be spinning on CDB?
CDB? I'm not sure. I have to talk to the new program director. I was supposed to be doing a show with one of the new contemporary soul DJs. I forgot her name. Maybe this Thursday I'm going to do a joint venture because I like to do creative things on the show.
That would be very cool, so make sure all of you listen. Is that a call to action?
Yes.
Okay, call to action.
You could say to listen to us.
Yeah,
listen,
you
could
say to us.
Listen to us. DJ Rad.
I sold the newest mixes. I do everything live from my live lounge, of course.
And that's always fun.
Yes, but I don't know. I don't understand the politics that goes on in the bar scene around here. They want to make money, but yet they're specific to certain types of people that they want in the bar, which I don't know what that means.
Exactly.
Racism.
I don't know about that. Have you guys ever been turned away from a bar? Just because of the way you look, or...
No.
Nope.
No.
Jeff, you're humming.
I'm not humming. Oh, wait. Wow, I was humming.
You were humming.
Don't you know the words?
Oh, okay. Keep the clock away.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You guys sound like you're sleeping over there.
Bum a clock, okay?
So what's going on with the show? What are you guys going to be doing with the show?
Tonight?
No, in the future.
We'll be on KRLX in Houston, and then we'll be from there moving to...
Anchorage. We're going to be going to Anchorage later next year. I know it's far off into the future, but we do
have... And then
have
we have that week of fill-in for Larry King.
Yeah, Larry King asked us personally.
Seattle, you're on the air. That kind of thing.
Tacoma, Washington, you're on with Larry King Live.
We're going to be on the air until about...
With Ross Perot.
Mid... August, maybe a little bit earlier.
You'll be on till like 11:59:59 on August 31st, if I know you.
Exactly.
You'll be the exact opposite of DJ Al and like hang on to the very last second.
Yeah, what's going on with DJ Al? What is he doing?
We're on a hunger strike.
Until DJ Al comes on and does another show, I will not eat.
Except for ice cream.
Except for ice cream.
DJ Al's helped me out a lot on this station.
Number 10.
We love the man, and we want him to come back and do a show or two.
Yes, we've done some joint shows together as well. Me on the 1 and 2, as the young lady said before.
Can you do joint shows on the air? Is that legal?
Didn't you guys get in trouble for that one? Not you, Jeff, but...
Depending on the 1 and 2, that's terminology, you know, DJ terminology.
Right.
Okay. Spinning on the wheels of steel. That's the Technique 1200s because they make them out of steel.
Okay.
But,
now I get it.
Do you get it?
I understand completely.
Yeah, we do all the squishy scratch.
It's actually aluminum, but don't tell anybody.
Actually, they're quite heavy. You could probably
You can't rhyme wheels with aluminum.
I know.
I'm trying to come up with something that rhymes with aluminum.
Spinning with the thumbs of aluminum.
What?
Aluminum.
Aluminum. What rhymes with aluminum?
Thumb.
Thumb?
Bum. Dumb.
Ooh. Well, I like that. Bum.
Bum.
He ain't no bum when he's on the aluminum.
That's cool. I like it.
I gotta work on it a bit.
Kenny? Was that Kenny that was trying to rap?
No, that was Kenny.
That was Kenny.
Attempting.
Was that a rap or a poetry?
No, that was him just pretty much ripping off Grand Pooba and pronouncing it Poober.
Poober.
He was like, oh, Grand Poober. Really like that, right? I'm like, it's Pooba.
And it wasn't a rap, it was an announcement. But anyway.
He doesn't really talk like that, does he?
He really does.
He does.
He does not.
He does. Too.
He really talks like this.
All right, that might be me.
Here we come.
All right, Rad.
So, what do you guys think about this Clinton thing?
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
The one with the female.
I think it's which one
with the female?
If it was such, I mean, if it really happened, why did she wait so long?
Right.
I mean, why didn't she do it while he was governor? Why did she have to wait until he was into his presidency for 2 years?
Because the president's, of course, worth more money. She get more money with the president.
Yeah, but why did she wait?
He must have known that he was going to be elected president. That's why she waited.
Yeah, and why did she wait until it was his mid-presidency? Why didn't she just get him as soon as he took office?
Because maybe the governor is only worth about $500,000.
Yeah, but as soon as he why didn't she just attack him as soon as he became president? Why did she wait so long?
Who knows?
She's going to end up on the pages of Playboy or Penthouse, and she's going to sell her story to them and her body, and nobody's going to take her seriously.
It's a career move.
It is. It's definitely a career move. She's going to be selling jeans for no excuse jeans, and it's a waste of everybody's time.
Well, I lost you guys. I can't hear you too well.
That's all right.
There you go. I got you guys back now.
Well, you don't have to hear us on the radio. You only have to hear us on the phone.
No, I couldn't hear you on the phone.
Oh, well,
Brian's
not even talking.
He's doing a show
of
his own.
Brian, what's up, Brian?
You're nothing.
Sleeping over there.
I'm here.
Yeah, I haven't heard you talk too much tonight.
I'm sorry.
You're not talking too much.
I'm really hungry. And like they were talking about turkey sandwiches earlier, I just got really hungry.
Turkey club
sandwiches, and now I'm just like, you know.
Don't you admire people who really do hunger strikes now?
Brian, no. Brian really wants mayonnaise.
When did you start your hunger strike?
Oh, at around 11 p.m.
Well,
no, that was when I announced it.
Are you feeling faint?
I haven't eaten since about 4 o'clock.
Faint and timid so that you can't talk on the radio? Are you feeling really faint and weak?
If I'm on a hunger strike, can I still smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
There's no nutritional value.
Is this a food and water hunger strike or just food strike?
Oh, no, just
a
food.
Who are you spanking in there, bro?
Just a hunger strike. We can drink water. We can drink water and eat bologna.
Why bologna?
Because it's...
Because I love bologna.
Because there's no real food in bologna.
I like bologna.
It's synthetic.
It's my favorite type of table meat.
It's not meat. It's just a...
Do you know the manufacturing process of bologna?
Have you actually
worked in a bologna plant?
No.
No.
But I've read the back of the ingredients in it. It's pretty
nasty. I heard, you know, sometimes little rodent animals fall into those machines.
Oh, yeah, you're allowed to have, like, the government says you can have a certain number of, like, animal hairs and, like, feces and all that kind of gut.
Oh, there's a certain amount,
hugs and roaches.
I'll say this. It still tastes pretty good. I'm not complaining.
It's good for you. It's nutritional.
We don't know half the things we eat sometimes.
And that's the way we like it.
Uh-huh.
It's reality. So you only eat bologna and water, but soon we're not going to be able to really smoke too much because the Senate's really, really pounding
them their laws. Oh, it'll never happen.
The tobacco companies.
It'll never happen. We tried prohibition. What happened? It became, we made drink illegal, alcohol illegal. How long did that last? Not too long. You're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be able to take away people's cigarettes.
They could charge an arm and leg for them. I was watching C-SPAN, and they're really, really pounding those guys. They are really pounding the tobacco companies, and those guys cannot answer. They're just, boop, boop, boop.
Well, we'll just have to wait until they legalize marijuana.
Maybe.
Maybe. It's a possibility somewhere down the line in the future.
while you're spinning the wheels of steel.
While I'm spinning the wheels of steel. I don't know what the future of that is. Because of all the politics that goes on around here.
Is your future of steel wheel spinning here in Albany, or are you going to be taking your act on the road?
Who knows? I actually was working on some music projects back in the Attic Recording Studios.
Do you think you'd ever do, like, a spinning project where you, like, spun on the back of a truck and they just, like, drove you around and people would have to... Like, they'd make a movie out of it, kind of like Convoy, where everybody just followed DJ Rad along the road.
The ultimate mobile DJ.
Wow.
Actually, they do have a DJ contest.
They can call
like
it
that.
Wheels on Wheels.
I don't know. There's a bootleg tape called the World DJ Competition, and I heard they do like jumping jacks on the wheels of steel, and they do hand spins and crazy kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've never seen you do anything like that.
I can't. I'm what you called. I have limits to what I can do. I'm not allowed.
All
to
I've seen you
things.
Done it do is just. Play albums. That's all you do, Rad. We got people doing jumping jacks on their turntables.
And
you
play records.
Well, basically what happens is I'm kind of, it's almost like censorship. I'm censored in some of the clubs that I play. I can't play certain things. So I feel that my artistic ability is kind of hampered because all it is censorship. You can't play this. You can't play this or you can't play this. Because it
Damn
attracts the wrong crowd or whatever.
Damn.
So there are times, well.
In a club?
Yes. And even you would figure in a place where everyone's drinking, everyone's drunk, and no one really pays attention anyway, you can do whatever you want. But I do. There
no,
is censorship
I don't say that,
in the bar scene.
But the FCC doesn't have anything to do with it.
Oh, no.
No.
But I'll say this, the one time that I saw you at Michael's, I paid more attention to what you were doing than, like.
Yeah, I try to slip in little skills here and
you know
there. I try to show. That DJing is more than just playing records. That there is some
well,
skill and
you
talent.
You also never know what you have until you.
A friend of mine busted his knee while dancing at Michael's. Was that your fault?
Yeah, that was my fault.
Okay, good.
Did he cry?
No.
No.
He was drunk. He didn't feel a thing.
He just felt
See,
like.
My philosophy. Some of the lamest excuses I've heard from bar owners is that I'm too good of a DJ. Because, and I say, well, my job is not to make people drink. My job is to make people dance, and it's not my problem if they're dancing and not drinking. You know, but it's a lot of politics. A lot of stuff goes on that people don't realize.
Actually, I always found that they don't drink they don't dance if they haven't been drinking.
Well,
so it's almost like
depends.
Not your fault at all. It's the other people's fault.
No, well, what happens is that people get so involved in dancing, end quote. It's almost like a mating ritual. You know, people who dance on the dance floor, it's a mating ritual for guys to meet girls and vice versa.
Because if you can
so
get a guy,
they spend most of the night trying to pick up girls or guys,
and the girls want to dance.
They don't drink, and it reflects in the bar sales.
Hmm.
So that it's kind of a catch-22, double-edged sword.
It's chicken or egg,
right? And my job is to make people dance, not to make them drink. But at the same time, I have to somehow slip in a bad song so everyone stops dancing, so they can go drink. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
It really like makes me respect what these guys do now.
You see that?
They got to think of everything.
I mean, some of the local bars, the SUNY bars, you really don't get too many skilled DJs. But we do have a couple of skilled DJs up here in the Capital District, like Young Wise, Chris Cool, DJ DeWitt, a couple guys.
DJ Al.
What about that
DJ
new guy,
Al,
super
right,
DJ,
DJ Vibe.
Mediocre DJ Shem Joe? Have you heard him?
No.
Okay.
But there are skilled, very skilled DJs up here that really have big futures and a lot of hip hop and rap artists. But we have to deal with the censorship issue in certain places, and it's kind of hampers our artistic ability. So it's kind of frustrating when you're trying to put on a show, because I feel when I perform, I don't just play records; I'm doing a performance, and I know Brian will attest to that.
Damn right.
Brian has been to some of my shows.
I've been there.
Yeah, but we don't get headstands.
No, and no jumping jacks.
No jumping jacks, sorry.
He'll work on it.
Well, I don't have the money to spend just in case I break
you wreck the
one of those turntables. The wheels of steel, because they are expensive.
Would you break the one or the two?
Well, they go for about $500 brand new, so they're pretty expensive, each turntable.
$500? Just take one of ours.
We did have the good equipment in the studio, which we don't. That's why I bring my own.
We're ordering. We already ordered them.
They're being added.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Oh, see, that's good. The new chief engineer?
Just coincidence.
Coincidence.
It's all because of me.
Actually, I heard that it was thanks to the new GM.
It's because we found a place
He's
to put them.
He's claiming responsibility for it.
I heard it was because of Jeff. Because he really wanted them.
As promotions director, right?
Ex-promotions
director.
I think not.
I do not think so.
So we'll get the 1200s in the studio. That's good. So the programming will become better. I mean, it really makes a difference. The 1200s, the turntables that you guys ordered.
See, when Brian was program director, he didn't care about the programming. So
That hurt. That hurt.
Well, that's life.
Let me ask you a question, Brian.
Yes?
I'm a strong avid believer that I think the, you know, this is a program that directed question.
Okay.
I think the dance and the hip-hop and the contemporary soul should be more on the later part of the evening versus from like 5 to 8, and I think it should be swapped with the rock and roll and alternative. Why is it the other way around? Former program director.
Brian?
Well, I would say this, that if you really have questions like this, you should write a letter to program director at
ECDB. That's a cop out.
Campus Center 316. In all honesty, it's just weird because the way it started out, where most of our soul shows were, actually all of our soul shows were 5 to 8, and then it was just this last semester that we added on the late night shows from 11 to 1.
Actually, it started at the beginning of the year.
Beginning of the year, I apologize. And now it's gotten to the point where the 11 to 1 shows are more of a hot commodity than the 5 to 8s. So I definitely think that it's something that the new program director should think about, you know, changing soul hours or at least giving them more.
Yes, I believe that until the later evening, people are
maybe we should
getting
give them
ready to go out and they want to start bopping up and down, you know.
What I think is that they should get all the old jazz hours from 11 to 1 in the afternoon.
Maybe we should like change format every alternating 10 minutes. That would be good.
New DJ signs in every 10 minutes. I like that.
By the way, we're very committed to our jazz programming, and we have every intention of maintaining and enhancing the programming.
Oh, yeah. Jazz is definitely a very rewarding style of music. It's very
soothing.
I love jazz. Jazz is very. My dad's a. He's been playing keyboards for the last 20 something years,
and his fingers are real tired.
Not that he made a living with it. Obviously, I'm finding out that the entertainment business is very hard to break into, as everyone knows, but it's definitely rewarding.
All right, man.
Oh, wait, I got one more question.
Okay.
I got another topic for you.
All right, one more.
One more.
One more, then we're gonna throw down some tunes, okay?
So you could get into some of the other calls, some of the young ladies. I know you guys love to talk to them.
I do.
The young ones.
Well, not the really, really young ones.
Oh, by the way, whatever happened to the go out with Jeff and Brian?
Well, we're gonna start going out with our winners after school ends.
Winners? I thought it was only supposed to be one winner.
No, we had
three winners.
Three winners.
Three-way tie.
Three women.
Three. Of course, that had to be, right?
No, it didn't have to be. Everyone had an equal opportunity to win.
Right. Equal opportunity.
We do not discriminate here. Dan, the one guy that actually entered, had a chance.
You're saying that your show is not to attract women and to try to get women.
Not at all.
I have a girlfriend.
It's to entertain the Albany listening
populous
market.
The Albany listening
market. And we do it without the mixing and the scratching.
And in form.
And inform.
Oh, yeah, we inform every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, okay. But your last topic.
Oh, I'm going down to, I'm also a very big fan of survival games. And next week, I don't know if any of you guys ever played survival games.
Are we talking like the paintball thing?
Yes, the paintball.
All right.
But next week is the big game down in Long Island, New York City.
Right.
They expect 1,000 people. It's going to be a scenario game.
It's a lot of paint.
Yes, a lot of paint.
Shoot
over
somebody
800,
for me.
Over 800 acres, and I mean, this becomes such a craze that they're actually bringing in helicopters to actually fire upon us while we're playing.
They're shooting from helicopters?
Yes, they're shooting from helicopters. You know, the whole bit.
Look, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Someday,
Columbia.
Something
someday
is going to go wrong.
Somebody's going to get hurt. That's one of my biggest fears, that one day
somebody's going to sneak in a real gun.
Exactly.
And people are going to get really shot. And it'll be
actually,
like,
Rad, I think you should do it. You should be the first.
You should be the first. You'll go
bring
down
a gun down there.
Get arrested.
You guys should definitely check that out. It might be a good topic for one of your shows when they come back and share your war stories, your experiences with the average listeners.
I'll just get hurt.
I would shoot myself in the foot with a paintball before I went into one of those wars.
I would go to Canada before I would.
It's a quite exhilarating sport. I mean, it does hurt when you get shot. The paint bullets travel over 300 feet per second, which comes to about over 200 miles an hour.
Wear a lot of padding.
Yes, I wear a lot of padding. But I think you guys should try it out. I'd like to see you out there so I can shoot at you.
Oh, jeez. You're a friend. You want to shoot me?
You just forget about those extra hours now.
Yeah. Forget about those 1,200s.
When they consult Brian for the past advice, he's going to go, oh, no way.
Oh, I think you guys are having a ball.
Shooting
each other with paintballs traveling over 200 miles per hour. Can't beat that. But thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, the stunned silence.
Al.
See you guys.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
All Thank right. you. It was nice talking to you for the past half hour.
Oh, jeez, Jeff.
31 minutes and 40 seconds. 442-4242.
The line is actually open.
This day in history.
Oh, who cares?
In 1541, Spanish explorer Hernando de Soto reached the Mississippi River.
Good for him.
In 1958.
Did he fall in and cry?
Vice President Nixon was shoved, stoned, booed, and spat upon by anti-American protesters in Lima, Peru.
Did he fall in a river and get wet and cry?
This date in history in 1987, Gary Hart, dogged by questions about his personal life, including his relationship with Don Rice, withdrew from the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. In 1978, David R. Berkowitz
pled guilty to tripping into a river and getting wet and crying.
Pled guilty in a Brooklyn courtroom to the Son of Sam killings that had terrified New Yorkers.
Ooh.
If you don't understand this, you have to listen to the show from the beginning.
WCDB, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Gertrude.
How you doing?
Ooh. Blast from the past.
Sound of rewinding and everything.
Retro Jeff and Brian.
Actually, I took like a really long nap today, so that's why I'm awake right now. And I happened to catch you guys. How's it going?
All right. How you doing?
Pretty good.
How did you enjoy the pumpkin show?
Oh, it was interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Did you realize the problem that you had?
What problem?
Your ticket said that it was good for the Boston show.
You're kidding.
No.
No.
It did. You had a ticket for the Boston show.
But I got in.
You got in. That's all that matters.
There goes the SUNY Albany security police.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
How did you know that? He told you that?
Basically, he was checking through his tickets, realized he had an extra ticket for Albany, and then he said, uh-oh, I gave the Boston ticket.
Oh,
well, what?
Nothing. I said, oh,
she said peanut.
That was pretty funny. I just saw Rush on Tuesday. Oh, my God.
How was Candlebox?
Oh, horrible.
That's good.
They were horrible. I don't know. Everybody that all these people I talk to think that they're good. I think they're horrible.
You know, the Rush show had like over 350 Barry lights in their light show.
Yeah, it was incredible. They had fireworks and flames going across the stage. Yeah, it was pretty incredible. But aside from all of that, Neil Peart is the man. He's just incredible. The drummer goes
crazy. I know.
I mean, the guy had cancer. He's in remission now, and he.
Oh, that's good.
But he blows everyone away. I've seen a lot of concerts, and I've just never seen a drummer like him. He's incredible. So, are you guys done? Is this it? Is this like the end for you?
No, we got a couple more months to go.
Oh, you're going to be here for the summer?
You have at most 12 shows.
Please don't sound so depressed.
What?
Nothing.
I'm not depressed. Well, Cecil wants to say hi.
All right.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye. Put him on. Cecil. Oh. Hey, what happened?
Man.
Hello.
I was listening to you on a headset on the radio, rather than just listening to Gertrude.
Did you jack into your radio?
Did I what?
Never mind.
Jacked into my radio, yeah.
You gotta like catch us from the beginning of the show, or else.
I jacked in.
That's
good.
I
just got home from a band meeting, so.
Oh, how did it go?
I'm like late. It was pretty good. Not too bad. Working on some new cover tunes.
Fall into any rivers?
No.
And cried?
No.
Okay. That's good.
So what's happening?
Well, we got this show thing going on.
We moved the show. Did you notice?
No.
Those must be some pretty heavy drugs you're on, then.
No.
man. Well, let me tell you what's going on. We've got this show now, and it's on from 11 p.m. until 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And we take all these calls, and we get massive amounts.
And Brian no longer hosts the show. It's now hosted, co-hosted by Paul.
Paul? Okay. Hello, Paul?
Hi. How's it going?
This is Paul, our new co-host.
Hey,
it's now the
doing,
Jeff
Paul?
And Paul show.
Cool.
Wahoo.
Wahoo.
Sounds good.
Jeff and Paul.
Oh. So how are things going with you? How do you feel about the situation in Rwanda?
Beautiful. Everything is just beautiful.
And Yemen?
Oh, it's wonderful there, too.
How's Bill Clinton's performance?
I don't know. I think Hillary still got her hand up his back.
Oh. Okay. Uh-huh. Brian?
No.
No, it's Paul.
Yes. Yeah,
Paul is still
remember?
Here.
Paul.
Yeah.
Paul.
So how are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure.
So how do you feel taking Brian's position?
It's only temporary. He needed a nicotine fix.
What?
He needed a nicotine fix. It's only temporary.
I see.
Yeah.
So he's just out smoking a butt right now.
Basically.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's like out-of-body experience.
Out-of-station experience.
Definitely.
Brian told me that he was supposed to just, like, it was going to be like, Paul was just going to say, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, and see if anything anyone noticed.
And that was it.
Uh-huh. If only Kenny had called, then it would have worked beautifully.
So what's
the topic of the show tonight, Paul?
We don't have topics.
We don't
do that topic thing anymore.
Not at all.
No, it's all up to you, pal.
It's free
you
range.
Take it. It's all you.
We started with a Mother's Day motif.
Oh, yeah, did you call your mom?
I just want to tell you something that I found out tonight that kind of riveted me in a little bit.
Okay.
Ooh, that
a
could
little
be
way.
Painful.
I was over at this band practice meeting that I had, and the lead guitarist in the band pulled out a $1,955 bill.
Yes.
And I happen to have a $1,992 $5 bill.
And you know what's missing on the $1,950 bill?
What is it?
In God We Trust.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
What is with that?
Basically, in fact, before pre-1950s, in the Pledge of Allegiance, they never even said under God, one nation under God.
Really?
One nation
really.
Indivisible.
Exactly.
And then for a while it was one nation, Jeff and Brian.
But now it's Jeff and Paul.
It was.
We have to update that.
We have to. It was all because of
Truman? Was it Truman?
McCarthy.
Yeah.
McCarthy and the Boy Scouts. And all that, who suddenly got into this God kick, and if you were not into God, then it was un-American. So we had In God We Trust put on all our bills, and we had...
kick is in rotation right now.
Yeah.
And we had Under God placed into the Pledge of Allegiance.
Illegally, I thought, right?
That's wild, man.
Amen.
Hey, where's the division of church and state? That is my question.
Where?
On Central Avenue.
San Andreas
between.
Fault. No, really, the... we're supposed to have it, but...
I say if there's prayer in the classroom, they should put math in the churches. That's what I say.
Sounds
God funny. Plus one equals...
God plus one.
A trinity.
And the Lord said A squared plus B squared.
Equals C squared. And it was a good Pythagorean theorem.
He looked in upon it and he said, it's a right angle.
Ow.
I love how Gertrude's listening to us on
when did you guys figure that out? Who was that anyway? Was that Paul or Brian or Jeff?
Who figured what out?
The answer to my question.
Me. It's Jeff.
It's Jeff you're now speaking to.
You are amazing.
Oh, I've known about it for
Jeff
a long time.
Jeff is a master of all kinds of interesting facts.
Yeah,
I know so much useless trivia. It's amazing.
Yeah, but I bet you do good on Jeopardy. I seriously, dude, that was rough.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thank you for the...
Good job.
I thank you for the compliment, but...
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Could I try to thrill the audience with another feat of your intelligence?
Oh, please, don't test me. Because I'm going to start getting them wrong, and then I'm going to feel really stupid.
Don't press your luck.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
that's
if you
cool.
if you have one small question, you can ask. Go for it.
One small question?
A small, easy question.
The size of your organ.
Ooh. Would that be a Hammond, Jeff, or a Farfisa?
It's
an eight-step organ. It's
Yeah.
Exactly. So you want to talk to Gertrude again?
Paul, did they teach you about that switch?
Uh-huh.
What that switch does? Okay.
She's on.
She's bouncing off the radio tonight.
That's good. Oh, it was nice talking to you, Cecil. It's been a long time.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys got to start calling more often.
We're glad you found the show.
Much, really.
Oh,
I've had such a busy life.
Just, haven't we all?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yep, definitely.
Hey, happy Mother's Day.
Hey, you too, man.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
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 And now for our listeners, we'll explain that Gertrude and Cecil were regulars on when this show was on in the morning.
From Wednesdays.
They were very, very regular.
Oh, my, were they regular.
And then they stopped eating Raisin Bran and stopped calling the show when it moved.
All right, looks like we got another caller here.
Answer the phone.
All right. Hey,
WCDB, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing.
What are you talking about tonight?
Al?
Yes.
Yeah?
And $1,950 bills.
It's free range. Hey, what's going on?
Free range, just like the chickens.
Paul, you pick a topic.
Pick any topic.
Potpourri!
Has anyone heard about those new bacteria that, like, can't be stopped by antibacterial agents?
I haven't heard nothing about that.
Was that the 2020 thing or the 48 hours thing?
Yeah, my friend says we're all doomed because...
Or was that the stand thing?
Do you have any drugs?
On me? Not at the moment.
No. I'm looking for drugs.
Well, you've called the wrong number, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We are not the drug hotline. That number that you would want to call is 442-33. That's enough.
All right.
Just call it, and if you hear anything, then you don't need any drugs.
I didn't want to get us into any legal problems, so we'll just move on. How about those Knicks? They're the best. Did they beat the Bulls?
Yeah, they won.
What was the score?
I think it was like 4 points they won.
How did Patrick Ewing do? Did he get ejected?
He scored like 40 points.
40 points? That's amazing.
Half their points.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's 20 rebounds.
Yeah.
He had a monster game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you see me there?
Were you the one who was waving?
I was the guy who started the fight.
Where?
Where, in the stands.
Was it a good fight?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you fight the good fight? You know what?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can't swear on the radio, can I?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
You can try, but you won't.
Can you play some Spanish music?
Yeah, we can play some Spanish music.
Yeah, you talking
Feliz
about
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Yo soy el Barón.
Yo soy el Barón. Viceal.
De Panamá. Nosotros somos el dúo dinámico. Lo que lo ponen a cantar, bailar y gozar.
By the way, if we're implying that we're making fun of our Latin show, we're not.
Latin show was really good.
I'm glad you like it. We try to provide as many shows to appeal to a much diverse listenership as possible.
Can disco be far behind?
Nah.
Not nearly far enough, right?
How about a Barry Manilow show?
You got it.
I think our new GM is going to take care of that one.
He's really cool.
Barry Manilow show?
Yeah.
Specialty show?
Yeah.
Yes.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
And we'll have the Copacabana-thon.
Ooh, yeah. At the Copacabana.
Someone told me he died.
No, they're wrong. It was Jerry Garcia who died.
Is he dead?
Do you guys agree with caning?
What?
Do you guys agree with caning?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I like hanging him on the tree, you know.
I caned
Christmas
my girlfriend last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Mandy, you came and you gave without taking, but I sent you away, oh, Mandy. Thank you very much.
What's the next line, Jeff?
I have no clue.
You kissed me and stopped me from shaking.
You kissed me and stopped me from shaking.
I thought Twitch Boy would have known that.
I thought that Twitch Boy would know it.
Guess what? Not.
I love you guys.
I love you too, pal.
You guys are the best.
You
so much love.
I listen to you every weekend.
Thank you.
So do we.
I try to catch the show whenever I'm in town.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say we are?
Number 7.
9.5.
No, we got a 9.5.
9 to 5.
And the Russian judge says...
And the Denmark people stiffed us again.
Do you ever go out with your female listeners?
Yes, we have on occasion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do they like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's debatable, but yes, they seem to enjoy themselves.
Right.
Do you ever go out with Kenny?
No.
Yeah,
I think you do.
Hey, hey, I'm being insulted. Hang up on this man.
Oh.
All right.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, what?
Say WCDB Albany.
WCDB Albany.
See, now our listener thought, that our caller thought that that cart was being played for him.
Yeah,
but
oh, it's okay.
It's okay.
Confusion reigns supreme.
Can I do an imitation?
Go
for
it.
Who?
Yeah?
Of Kenny?
Tell me to say something to say.
Say WCDB Albany.
WCDB Albany. I did the guy.
Okay.
What was that?
I don't know.
I could be just
all right.
Lost.
Sir?
All right.
We're gonna say goodnight.
Thanks
and
for the
take
call.
A few more calls before the show is over.
Okay.
Thank
man.
You for calling. I love you too.
Is there metal tonight?
Man. What?
Anyone know if there's metal tonight at 1?
Who cares?
Who knows?
I'd like to know.
Well, we have no Steve.
Steve isn't here. Is there anyone to take his place?
No.
Brian will be doing the metal show tonight.
Oh, now we have Brian
WCDB.
And
you're
on how you doing there, guys?
All right, how you doing?
How you doing there, Paulie?
I'm all right. How are you?
Hey, this is Alan.
Hey, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, Alan.
And his wacky
sports crew.
How you guys doing?
How are you doing?
Doing good, guys?
We're doing good, Alan.
Show is sounding quite good tonight.
Thank you, Alan.
We thank you immensely.
And Paul actually is doing a very fine job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
Very, very, very impressed
yeah.
with you, Paul.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Thank you.
You
I am
to
trying.
Have you on
yeah.
Uh
huh. Mm-hmm.
Right.
L.
Right.
Uh huh.
That was
River
Crying.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Right.
FM WCDB Albany presents.
Oh my God. In God We Trust.
Saturday Sports
Spotlight. All right. So, what do you think of the trade that the Washington Redskins pulled today?
Well, did you hear about it?
Actually, I didn't hear too much about it.
They just got Jim Kelly.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, they traded for Jim Kelly. They traded like their entire. Offensive
they
squad.
Got rid of Monk, Art Monk. They traded Art Monk for Jim Kelly.
Well, I'll tell you this, guys. Jim Kelly is going to look just as wimpy in a Redskin uniform as he did in a Bills uniform.
Okay, we're talking about sports here. End it.
Hey, what's
wasn't,
wrong with
wasn't
sports?
Jim Kelly in Singing in the Rain?
No, he does
Gene
a nice
Kelly.
Little soft shoe.
Gene Kelly.
Oh,
no wonder he looks so wimpy.
Oh,
he's a dancer.
Was he crying though when he fell in the rain?
And he got wet.
How wet?
And he cried. Okay.
And I can do handstands on the.
You know, Jim Kelly does a mean paintball game. Nice talking to you, Alan.
Oh, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Take
okay,
it
bye.
All right. Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah. L.
L.
L. I like the way Paul says it. Say it again. L.
Yeah, I like.
Do we have any more calls? Take another call.
I really like the way Paul says it.
We should build a collection of everyone saying Al.
If there were more calls,
there's
I'd take
a call.
Them.
There is one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait,
the lights.
Yep.
Yep.
It's
gone. Here we go.
WCDB, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shara.
Hi, Shara.
Another
oh,
yeah. regular.
We're doing okay. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
You expect a call sometime next, like this coming weekend, where we'll be setting up a time where we're all going to hang out.
Really?
Yes, because we've had a finals going on.
This is our last week of school, and we really have to finish out before we can take time off to hang out with our winners.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. fine.
So how are you doing?
I always come first. Good.
Are you going to enter the win a MRI scan from Jeff?
I don't know.
Autographed?
You should. They're quite impressive.
Yeah.
You can see my eye.
What happened?
Brian, cut me off.
I'm trying to move my mic without making enough sound. So I forgot that Jeff was also hooked up to the same thing. So I was like, oh, I'll hit the button this way. They don't hear me moving. They're like, I don't hear Jeff anymore. Oops.
You can see my eyeballs in one of them.
Yeah, it's really sick. That goes to like the first prize.
Oh yeah, the first prize gets the one with my eyeballs. But the contest is. Just send in something totally wacky, something to shock me, something to
like a videotapes, maybe a video.
Videotapes. Send me a pizza or something.
Really?
What about
you
us?
Really want substances?
Us. Send us these things.
Send this to Jeff and Brian.
Yeah, not just to Jeff, because I want half of that pizza.
You're
going to
get
anyone
like,
does.
You're going to get like oozing packages, though. Aren't
send us oozing packages. We will
accept oozing packages.
I think you're going to rethink this when they start coming in.
Bodily fluids are admissible.
No. Body?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
we'll
man.
Take anything.
Do you want to send us like a pint of your own blood?
Go ahead. It may be outrageous. Just make sure you seal the package thoroughly.
Then it wouldn't be an Uzi.
It is
package.
Also make sure you're not mailing anything that's illegal to mail.
Oh, yes, please do not send any illegal substances through the mail.
True.
We are not responsible.
And we will not accept mail bombs.
Right.
No.
Those are...
I know how to look for a mail bomb. Okay? No. I know what are the signs to a mail bomb.
And the entry...
As opposed to a female bomb.
And the entry which surprises... The five entries which surprise and shock us and impress us the most will win an autographed, limited edition MRI of Jeff's brain.
Let me say this. Most
people... WCDB 16th anniversary MRI.
Let me say this. Most people will go their entire lives without ever getting an MRI that they'll be able to look at. Like, most people get MRIs right before they either die or...
And remember, this...
I've had one. I've had one.
Gee. There you go. You just ruined it.
Really make us feel special here.
Sorry.
Yeah, but...
But this is an autographed by Jeff MRI.
Its value, we can only speculate.
Char really seems like she wants to.
No, like, dude, yeah, when okay. I'm famous and you have a copy of my MRI... Besides, this is a brain that knew that $1950 bills didn't have In God We Trust on them.
I knew that.
Damn it.
Yeah,
can
it
you
too.
See that in the picture?
Which president was born on this date in history?
What is
Grover Cleveland.
Oh, no.
What is
May 9th. Which president?
Are you talking about today as the day that's ended or this beginning?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like that makes it different.
Well, which one?
Right? Are we talking about Sunday or Monday?
Zachary Taylor.
No. Okay. Truman.
Yemen.
Really? Yemen. You want to talk about Yemen?
No.
No, but you do.
I really do, Joe.
It's your new
thing.
I want
to talk about Yemen.
Talk about Yemen.
Yemen, it's a country on the...
You've never had Yemen? Paul's never had Yemen.
Is that like tofu-ty?
Yeah. It's really good, Paul. You should try it. Maybe you could go out with one of the listeners and get some Yemen.
All right, win a chance to go out with Paul and get some Yemen.
Send your entries to Have Yemen with Paul. WCDB Campus Center 316.
It's so silly, but when you say Yemen,
1400 Washington Avenue, Albany, New York 1222.
Brian, can you tilt your microphone so you're really talking into it?
Yemen.
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 Thank you.
Yemen.
Yemen.
Okay.
L.
Yemen. Yemen. Yo, that's our new one. Yemen.
Paul, do you have any idea what Yemen is?
A place.
Okay, he knows it's a place.
In fact, if you can find the article, it should have... Stop that.
If you...
you should have a printed article about Yemen somewhere there, Paul.
I'm looking.
Brian, I thought you
I've got
gave
an
up
article
smoking.
About measles.
Come on, Shara was going to say something.
Oh, go ahead.
Brian, I thought you gave up smoking. You're like Hackman for a week, and you're like, that's it, I'm quitting.
I've cut... stop it. I really cut down.
He's had Hackman fever.
I've cut down. I'm now doing down like about a...
That's not me.
That's me, Brian. I wanted to make your life hell.
I'm down to about half a pack a day. Is this thing on?
Yes, yes.
So wait, where is Yemen?
I believe it is on the southern central tip
Avenue
of the Middle East.
So recently Yemen fell into a river, got wet, and cried.
<God.
laughs>
I can't take this anymore.
This is too good.
I can't take it anymore on WCDB all day.
Will you tell me a story about
I don't know. Was that valid?
Yes.
Damn. Good one, Joe. Definitely good.
I haven't gotten one in a long time.
Is it a game to get the most in?
If that's not a quote...
It's the point of life!
If that's not a quote, I don't know what is, but that's another story.
Yeah. L.
Yemen.
This is so funny. It's like every gag that we've done the whole night is now coming up to a head.
Kahani.
Hey, my cousin, my 1 year old cousin came up last week.
To a head?
A Grand Boober.
We can't top this, so maybe we should just end the show now.
Oh, it's over. It's over. We're down for the count.
So that's the thing, because now anything we do would just, like, lower the show. It's already ruining the show.
Somebody
right now
will just say Yemen, and we'll all just start laughing.
Yemen!
Sounded terribly affected.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Shara?
Did you ever have...
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
How's school? Classes?
She doesn't...
I told you I don't go to school.
Ah, you...
I was this close. I was this close to having to grab that red button over there.
Brian?
Yes, how's your mother doing? Did you say Happy Mother's Day, or have we already gone over this?
No, we haven't.
I did say Happy Mother's Day.
What did you get her?
I went to Pinkster Fest, and I got her, like, this little clay lion thing. It's, like, the ugliest thing I could find.
Pinkster Fest.
And she really liked it.
Did you... You went to Sphincter's Fest, did you say?
Sphincter's Fest.
Yemen Fest?
Pinkster Fest. Tulip Festival.
Sphincter Fest.
Oh, jeez.
Tulip Festival.
Okay, did you have a good time there?
No, it was very lame.
How are the flowers?
Did you have any fried dough?
Uh-huh, yeah.
No.
You see, that was the most embarrassing thing, is the fact that I was watching the news yesterday.
Hey, right? Look who's here to do the metal show.
And they had a story about Tulip Fest, and it was so embarrassing. Because they were actually, like, treating the Tulip Fest queen, or whatever they call her. And she was like, oh, well, I'm really excited to, you know. No.
Did they then cover her in green jello and hand out spoons?
Spoons for a dollar? Dessert with Jessica Lange.
Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh. Ugh. Ugh. Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
L.
Ugh.
L.
Ugh. Ugh. Somebody should tell Jim that there's something broken in the station.
Yuck.
Watch him fix it.
Yuck.
Quick, I'm going to break this mic.
Yuck.
It already sounds funny.
Yuck. Maybe for the time I slammed it into the wood.
So, Cheryl, what's new?
Nothing. What's new with you? Hi, Paul. I've never met you before.
Yeah, it's my first time on the Jeff and Brian show. Yeah.
If we ever go home, yes.
It's nice to meet you, Paul.
Huh? Oh, it's a pleasure.
Hopefully. What year are you?
So, Cheryl, do you want to have some Yemen with Paul? Are you going to send in your entry?
You want some Yemen meringue pie?
Yes. Yemen Fest 94.
Sure.
Sounds good. Yeah, hopefully I'm going to be moving in with Mike to take the talk show next year.
Oh, really?
It's a good sound.
A little harsh.
What you're hearing is Jeff and Brian banging the mics into their heads. So... That explains that hollow kind of quality.
Ow, it does hurt.
You know, I gotta wipe off all the grease off
Jim
the
Jim is in here massaging me.
Yeah.
Ooh, at least he's not jacking onto the board.
Here, I'll jack you right now.
Paul just walked over and jacked into the board.
Jim. Jim is now massaging the general manager.
Delia's gone. One more round.
How are your exams going, Brian?
They're going okay. Why don't you marry me? No, my exams are going okay. I just seem really loud. And Jeff's going to push that button so I can...
So, Shara.
Yes?
Who sounds better, me or Mike?
Sounds better, you or Mike. I'm trying to think of... Oh,
Mike's
I remember
the one with the
Mike.
Cackle?
I
doesn't Mike have that the wimpy cat? Oh, I forgot. I'm Oofy. Arrogant, aren't I? Oh!
It was a compliment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I tell all my good friends that they're arrogant.
Well, it was meant to be a compliment. It was meant to be like, you stand your ground, you're very secure with yourself.
And you think you're better than everybody else.
Well, that's not necessarily bad quality.
Okay.
Well, I thought she was saying that the goofy cackle was a compliment.
No way.
No, no.
The goofy cackle is not a compliment.
The goofy cackle is just basically a...
Wait, laugh when he did
me.
The show? No. When Mike did the show, did he do that laugh
no.
that he's
no.
known for?
I don't
okay.
think so.
He was going.
Mike needed some definite work.
Oh. Ooh. God, that hurt.
He's not happy with that. He's
oh, no.
very upset.
Okay.
Yo. Here, why don't we have Paul and Mike take over for the rest of the night?
It's all Mike take over?
Yeah.
Wow. The Good pressure's night. On.
Good night.
Wait, are they really leaving?
Yes, they really are.
Come on, Mike. Don't leave me hanging here. I'm not entertaining on my own.
Well, I'm still here.
Is this like a preview for next year? You're not doing too well yet.
Okay.
Good night, Bri.
Have you heard the thing about that pyramid in Egypt? There's this one pyramid that's got a scrub pharaoh in it, which is to say...
Bye, Paul.
Are you really leaving?
They really are.
Wow. It's this pyramid. It's got this pharaoh that definitely does not warrant a pyramid, right? And there's this timeline in there. Every inch on the timeline represents another year in history, and all the major events are marked, except at May 5th, 2005. cuts off altogether. That's Armageddon Day. It's all over that day. So my friend says.
Does your friend, like, watch Unsolved Mysteries?
Well,
like...
my friend is an idiot.
Oh, well, that would explain it then.
He Mike?
Yes?
Help me out here.
What am I supposed to say? Shara says I got a...
Okay.
I'm not arrogant enough.
Mike, use the other mic if you would.
Okay, I'm moving.
All right.
Is this good?
This is good. Mike, go.
What am I going to do? What do you want me to say?
Okay, entertain.
Hey, Jeff and Brian can entertain on their own. I don't, you know, you don't have to feed them topics and stuff. Go.
Well, I need work. You got to help me out. Okay. You got to give me something to talk about. What are we talking about, Armageddon?
They have a whole printer of stuff behind you.
Yeah. Oh, we had a tough childhood. Guys? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good night.
You going?
No, we're all going.
Okay. Oh, yeah? All right. Do I get dinner?
No, this is...
Okay.
This
Jeff!
Yes.
You're back.
Yeah?
Hi.
Oh, Shara's so happy to hear Jeff's voice at this moment.
I miss you guys.
Well, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, have a great week.
Because this is the end of the show. It's been fun, and we had a great time.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
It was nice meeting you, Paul.
Thanks for calling, Shara.